to ever find their way out of TARP. And when those banks finally go bust and finally fail, that cost is going to come back to the taxpayer.
That's Mark Calabria of the Cato Institute. The defense's own propofol expert returns to the stand Friday at the trial of Michael Jackson's Dr. Conrad Murray. Jurors also heard yesterday from drug addiction expert Dr. Robert Waldman. He testified Jackson was likely addicted to Demerol and suffered from insomnia as a result.
Based on what's known about his public behavior and this course of treatment, he was probably addicted to opioids.
The defense argues Jackson himself overdosed without assistance from Murray. Herman Cain's campaign coffers are also growing. The Republican presidential candidate raised more than $3 million this month. That's more than in the previous 3 months combined. From goat to hero, David Fries made up for a fifth-inning error to smack a walk-off homer for the Cardinals in Game 6 of the World Series.
You know, it was earlier in the game, and I knew we were going to, you know, have plenty of opportunities to bounce back. And when things like that happen, you just got to stay focused.
The decisive seventh game between St. Louis and Texas is tonight. This is CNN Radio.
Are you ready to update your flooring? Well, don't miss the Lowe's Floor event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and get free Stainmaster carpet installation with the purchase of any Stainmaster carpet and pad. Or check out tile and laminate flooring for only 68 cents per square foot. For these and more great values, check out the Lowe's Floor event now through October 31st. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 10/31. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. Oh, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. And we mean fast. If strapping on an experimental jetpack would help us install your battery any faster, we'd do it. Unfortunately, jetpacks can be squirrely. Too bad, because we really wanted those things. Fast, free battery installation at Advance. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
After the reaction to Bank of America's move, some other big banks have decided not to charge customers when they use debit cards to go shopping. J.P. Morgan Chase is the latest to reject the idea of additional charges. The Wall Street Journal says it's joining with PNC Financial, U.S. Bancorp, Citigroup, and KeyCorp, refusing to impose monthly fees on debit cards. Now, none say the uproar over new fees played into their decisions. Wall Street traders may decide this morning to take a step back after sending stocks significantly higher yesterday. It was a huge rally after the Eurozone came up with a plan to stem the tide of governments defaulting there. The better-than-300-point Dow advance puts the blue-chip average on track for its best month in more than 20 years. The S&P could enjoy its best month since 1974. But right now, stock futures are a little bit lower. S&P futures falling 6 points, NASDAQ down 9, Dow down 52. Oil prices also down, giving back about $1.25, $92.74 a barrel. I'm Steve Potusk in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
At Green Mountain Coffee, we believe in the power of a great cup of coffee.
I realized every problem can be an opportunity if you look at it the right way.
We selectively source our coffee from across the globe. Then we carefully roast and blend it perfectly. So all the inspiration we put into it helps you get a little inspiration out.
I realized sometimes a great cup of coffee is all I need to get a new perspective.
Green Mountain Coffee, a revelation in every cup. Available in bags and K-cup servings for Keurig single-serve brewers.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries, we'll test them fast and free on most vehicles. If the best way to test your battery was to place our tongues directly on your old battery, we'd do it. But we have a machine that's far more accurate. Need a new battery? We'll install it free with purchase using our hands. No machine can replace those. Service is our best part. Advance Auto
Parts. The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and/or Clear Channel Radio.
Change mandates vision. Vision mandates intelligence. Intelligence mandates thought, and thought demands attention. As we look for leadership that demonstrates courage and conscience, we ask the deliberate question that provides the path to truth. And that question is, are you ready for change? And if you are, are you ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano?
Yeah, that's always the question of the day. I don't know if you're ever truly ready for First Shift. I mean, can you ever truly be ready for this experience? I don't know. I mean, you know, I do it every day, and I'm not always ready. Probably because I'm not prepared. But anyway, good morning, everybody. A happy Friday to each and every one of you. It's cold out there, frost on the window this morning. I believe that's our first time. Although I was up north last weekend, and there was frost on the windshield then. And, ready or not, here it comes. In fact, you know, I'm gonna check it real quick, because yesterday they were saying, and I don't know what the validity to this was, but yesterday they were saying that it was gonna be in the teens this morning. Maybe that was with the wind chill. I don't know, but let me see what the what they're saying. The temperature right now is 33 degrees, and are they giving us a wind chill? Feels like 38. Okay, so I don't know how that works. But so there's no wind chill. It's chilly out there. There's no question that's true. And man, oh, man, thank God they invented heat for cars. You know, I talk about the weather like there's something we can do about it. I got to stop doing that.
Was this the first time you had
what
to scrape?
What are you doing here? You weren't allowed in today.
Was this the first time you had to scrape your windows?
I didn't scrape them.
Oh, you have a garage? You keep your
no.
Do you keep your truck in right inside with you?
No.
Oh, you had Anthony do it?
No.
All right, I had to scrape my windows. So.
I can't reach my windows to scrape them.
So what do you do? Just start the car early and let the heat?
Well, not early. Take care of it? What are you doing here?
I'm talking to you.
You're supposed to not be here today.
Well, I'm going to be here for another little bit. Then I'll leave.
I don't know.
You don't know? That's what I'll do.
I don't. I heard you were voted off the island.
No, I'm still here, for the most part.
You heard about that little controversy, right? The voted off the island controversy?
With President Obama? The Leno and Obama?
Yeah, you know, Dennis Miller used the joke, and it was just, it's such a stupid thing. Anyway, no, I didn't scrape the windows. I just let the car warm up a little bit, and nothing that a little windshield wiper fluid can't melt. And this week, as it's my reminder this week to go get the remote starter put on the truck. So I'll do that. It's cheap to do that now. All right, what do we got going on today? Well, we have plenty going on today. In fact, Tom Barrow will be with us in the 7 o'clock hour talking about the Detroit Charter. Now, I know, he is anti-charter. And no, I don't have anybody coming on that's pro-charter. But if somebody wants to come on between now and November 8th and do that, I'd be willing to entertain that thought. Anyway, Tom Barrow will be with us. We'll let it speak for itself. I'm fine with that. We will be visiting Occupy Detroit, as we do every morning at 7:50. Joe DeSano, our political insider, will be with us as well. So we have a fairly normal, pretty full Friday, and then after we're done today, the weekend begins. And I think I actually need to do some leaves this weekend. But we'll worry about that when I get home.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
You know, I kind of, you know, flipped a coin, redistribution or retribution. You know, there's of course a big difference between the two, but I decided to go with redistribution. Not necessarily redistribution of wealth or redistribution of power or redistribution of, I don't know, Cheerios or M&Ms or Oreos for that matter. But redistribution certainly should be the first word most days, as we are focusing on changing what's happening in society. And as we looked at redistributing, honestly, this idea that there's a Robin Hood theory to this Occupy movement is, I think, misplaced. At least, I don't see it that way. We're not looking to rob from anybody. In fact, we're more than happy to earn what we want. We just want access. But in order for us to get access, redistribution of thought, of clarity. Clarity, that was our word the other day. We need to just redistribute the way we do things, the way we move forward, the way we push progress. And in order to do that, we had to take control. And that is exactly what happened with the Occupy movement, is we took control. Oh, laugh if you want. Those of you that aren't paying attention, keep on thinking we don't have a message. Well, for a group that doesn't have a message, it's over a month old. It's growing, and it's getting better all the time. Redistribution is our first word. All right, that's that. What a weird, we got some weird stuff to get to today. We've got the ongoing Mullen investigation, which is going to be odd in and of itself. And there's a lot going on there. And it just keeps getting deeper and deeper. So how long do I have you, Radford? Is it like 20 seconds? You're confusing me.
This segment, how about that?
I know. See, that's just it. There's 4 minutes. Let me back away.
It's an odd situation anyway.
Minus 11 times 12 equals 13. Take away 9. All right, I'll do it.
All right, thanks.
But we have to do it really fast. Who's going to win Michigan game?
Michigan-Purdue?
Yeah.
It better be Michigan.
Michigan State game.
See, that's the tough one. On the road in Nebraska, at home they surprised me, but I think they just have Bielema's number against Wisconsin. They looked very impressive, I'll tell you that, against Wisconsin. But on the road in Nebraska, jeez. I think if Michigan State wins, they will be the Big Ten champs.
You know, I'm beginning to understand why you don't have a woman in your life.
You ask me a sports question, I give you an answer, and then you rip on me.
You didn't give me an answer. Who's going to win the game? You didn't give me an answer.
I was getting to it. Can't we have a little discourse?
Well, yeah, I don't have much time. I got to get everything I need to get in the next 3 minutes.
Michigan State.
Lions, Broncos.
Lions.
Who's going to win the World Series?
Cardinals. I'm glad you're having a good time with this.
I truly am.
You got any other questions I can answer with one word answers?
No, I think I'm good.
What was the worst part of the morning? Ice. Windshield.
Anyway, we got to find you a woman. That's what we got to do. We got to find you a woman. We do. You would be happier. You would be more fulfilled if you had a somebody to balance.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, we all need balance. I think that's true. Does Kevin have a woman in his life?
I don't know. You want to ask him?
Ask him. Kevin, do you have a woman in your life? Kevin? I can't hear
anything. Yes, I do.
You do? And does she help provide some balance for you?
We have a pretty healthy relationship, I like to think.
Okay. See, another guy that's not answering the question. The question was, does she help provide balance?
Yes.
Yeah, see, now it's a good thing, right? I mean, not always, but usually it's a good thing, right?
There you go. He's got the one word answers down.
All right. I know Anthony doesn't have a woman. Well, his mother, and we share that woman, so I already know his answer. We'll leave that alone for now.
That's three in a row you got. You're 3 for 3 so far.
Hey, you know, all right. I don't want to crowd anybody today. You're just trying to keep peace. That's all I'm trying to do.
Is that what you're trying to do? It sounds
I'm
like
ultimately the peacekeeper.
We used to have some solidarity in this room. We now are getting that solidarity.
You know what?
Back.
Absolutely. Feel free to call Todd if you think that'll help your cause a little bit. I'm fine with that.
He was one of the two leaders in the solidarity movement back in the day of the control room.
Yeah, he of great personality.
And I was one of the other leaders. Now, I think you've got the three of us now by questioning me and Anthony's singleness. And then and Kevin's one-word answers about his relationship. So
you know, there's a reason why it's called First Shift with Tony Trupion. That's all I'm saying, you know. And we, you know, and the great thing about it, and I guess I don't, do I technically own, I do technically own the First Shift moniker. So, you know, if I were to be replaced with you or Anthony or Kevin, of course, it would be nothing but a series of one word answers throughout an entire program. But if I were to do that, if they were to do that, they would have to change the name to maybe second. Well, no, Second Shift wouldn't work. Technically, that would be Afternoon Drive, right?
First words.
First word with Jeff Radford. First word.
Who do you got this weekend, then? You ask me questions. Lions or Broncos?
Oh, Lions, no question.
Michigan State or Wisconsin, or Michigan State or Nebraska?
Nebraska.
Michigan or Purdue?
Michigan.
World Series.
You know what? I hadn't really thought about that because I thought it was going to be over with last night, and it wasn't. So I'm going to go with St. Louis. Just because I like the emotional lift they got from last night's game. I think that matters. I think what happened last night can carry over into today's game.
See, that's weird because I've always heard, all right, there might be momentum in a game, but that doesn't carry over from game to game. But after last night's game, momentum didn't carry over inning to inning. You know, Texas should have, you know, regained the momentum every time they went up by two runs. And yet, you know, St. Louis hammers back and ends up taking the lead, obviously, in the 11th inning with a walk-off.
So. I honestly believe that there's going to be some carryover from last night that, you know, both in the good and the bad for the St. Louis Cardinals, it's going to be, you know, an amazing emotional victory. Last night just wasn't about winning the game. There was a huge emotional lift to that for the Texas Rangers. You saw how dejected they looked after the game. And how do you just, you can't just put that aside. I'm sorry, I know they say you can, but you can't. Anyway, Jeff, have a good weekend. We got to get to the break here. Let's see, it's 17 minutes after the hour. Takeaway, I'm just kidding. We're going to take a break here. Feel free to join us. Always open lines. We have a lot to get to. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. And on Twitter at Tony Trupiano. This is 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
We're going to focus on the number one priority on Americans' minds right now, and that is creating jobs. If we have to drag the Republicans with us, then we'll do that.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Good Friday morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes still moving along pretty well right now. Drivers are not yet seeing any kind of big delays or slowdowns, but it is Friday, so we're probably going to have some lighter than normal traffic throughout the morning drive. Right now, you're not facing any issues that you need to add extra time to your morning commute.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for some sun later today. Our high near 50. Tonight, though, a chance of showers. Our low near 38. Tomorrow, probably some rain and a high near 52. Right now, we've got fog and mist and 34 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have that peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Play EA Sports NCAA Football 12 Pick'em presented by Lowe's. Visit the Lowe's Home Improvement Facebook page, pick the winning college football games, and you'll be entered to win weekly prizes from EA Sports. Lowe's is an official corporate partner of NCAA Football. No purchase necessary until 11:59 p.m. Central Time on 12 to 11. Subject to official rules at Facebook.com/Lowe's.
It's the Toys R Us 2-Day Monster Sale with Doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. and Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Get 50% off all Halloween candy, costumes, and more. Plus 40% off top picks from Crayola, Star Wars, and Fisher-Price. Join us for Jeffrey's Halloween Parade. The fun starts Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. with free giveaways and more. Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. See store for details.
recently on First Shift.
David Hecker, who is president of the American Federation of Teachers of Michigan.
About the American Jobs Act. The Republicans will stand up and vote no. But what I'd love them to stand up and say is I vote no because I think there should be 54 kids in a kindergarten class. I vote no because I don't care that the response time of police officers and firefighters have skyrocketed because of layoffs. Because that is the only reason someone would have to vote no is that they just don't care.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
On 1310 WDTW.
When you want an easier way to deal with the hassles of fraud this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you're covered with zero liability protection, which means you won't be held responsible for any unauthorized purchases or ATM transactions if promptly reported. We'll also protect your money by monitoring your account for unusual activity. And you'll be happy to know this built-in protection won't cost you a thing. Call, click, or stop by today to learn more about our zero liability protection. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300-$500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great girdly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock on this frigid October morning. I can't believe it's almost Thanksgiving. It really is. You think about it, less than a month away is Thanksgiving. Man, where does the time go? It's flying by. Very briefly, spoke to Cindy Estrada yesterday, vice president of the UAW, called to congratulate her on her state contract. I'm going to get into some of those details a little bit later on in the show today, but she was very up and felt extremely positive about what they were able to accomplish. There's a lot of visionary, as I said there would be, a lot of visionary stuff on that contract. And again, I'll walk through some of it a little bit later on in the show today, but she was so, I don't know if she was relieved that it was over or for the most part over. They still have to ratify the contract. And part of what we'll discuss later on is what if you're a state worker, what the process is going to be. I would imagine most of you know, but I'll work through it anyway. But as I was getting ready for today's show and opened the paper this morning, I saw a story that kind of bothered me. MGM Grand Detroit casino workers have rejected their contract. And that's troublesome for me. They passed it at Greektown. They passed it at Motor City. But at the MGM Grand, they soundly defeated their agreement. And what does that mean? Well, according to the story in this morning's Detroit Free Press, it looks like they're going to have to go back to the drawing board. And where it ends up, I guess it's anybody's guess, but workers at MGM Grand Detroit rejected the labor deal that would have raised employees' health care costs and provided a raise of 30 cents an hour in the fourth year of the contract. Sean Ellis, who is a spokesperson for Teamsters Local 372, I know Sean, amazing guy. The Teamsters Local 372 is one of five unions representing workers at Detroit's three casinos, so the union would not release a vote tally, but that the contract was rejected by workers at the MGM Grand. A car dealer for MGM Grand who asked not to be identified because he did not have authorization to speak on the union's behalf said the vote was decisive, nearly 1,500 against the contract compared to about 300 supporting it. That sends a clear message. Again, unionized workers at Motor City Casino and Hotel and Greektown Casino Hotel this week approved their contract by wide margins. Sean Ellis said the rejection of the proposed deal with MGM doesn't impact contracts reached with workers at the other casinos. They were all separate deals. It wasn't immediately clear what would happen with MGM Grand's labor negotiations after the vote. Ellis said that the Detroit Casino Council, which had bargained jointly for the five unions involved in the casinos, would notify a mediator of the rejection, but he declined further comment. About 6,000 casino workers are in Detroit and represented by Teamsters, Unite Here, UAW, Operating Engineers, and the Michigan Regional Council of Carpenters. The union said the informational picketing will begin tomorrow and is expected that MGM Grand and the other unions will return to the bargaining table. A spokeswoman for MGM Resorts International, the parent company of MGM Grand Detroit, couldn't be reached for comment. What's problematic about this, if MGM decides to go on strike, which is always a possibility, they would have almost an impossible time staying open. Casino workers need to be trained and properly licensed by the state, and that does create an issue. You really, some of the management people are not trained the way the rank and file workers are, and so they would not be able to just jump in and do that. So I don't know how they're going to resolve this. But it could get very interesting. And here's the problem now, if you think about it, with the other two casinos agreeing to their deal, the MGM, can't really go, well, can they go back to the bargaining table and say, oh, no, I don't care what they did. We want more and we're going to get it. And and the other two, of course, have already agreed to their deal. So you can't reopen that. These are 4-year contracts, by the way. So we'll see what happens, but this could be problematic for the casino itself. Very problematic. But we'll just have to wait and to see how all that plays out. I wasn't expecting that result. In fact, I was a bit surprised when I saw that in the paper this morning. So the economy's growing. Here's the deal. We've got a 2.5% growth in the third quarter. We have, and I'm not going to give you a bunch of numbers. I'm not going to throw a bunch of numbers out at you, but we've got economy grew 2.5% in the third quarter. We have unemployment claims down. We have, so fewer people are filing for unemployment. But we also have fewer people going back to work, and it is stabilized to the point where there is no growth in the job sector at all. They're holding their own, which does not portend well for hiring, for creating jobs at all. I mean, in any sector. They are under 400,000 jobs a quarter, which is not, I mean, they're not even close to seeing the kind of growth we need to move the unemployment number. So we can expect the unemployment number to stay over nationally, to stay over 9%, and statewide probably to stay over 11%, although we may see a bit of a decrease with seasonal or temporary hiring for the holidays. But we'll know that that's temporary, so we're not going to pay attention really to those November, December, even January employment numbers because they just won't matter at the end of the day. Most of those jobs, 98% of those jobs, are temporary only. Now, as I said before, when we announced that Meijer was hiring a significant amount of employees for the holidays, they said they're always looking for great people, which is true. And there's always a chance you could end up with a job. So if you get one of these temporary jobs, bust your butt. I mean, work your ass off and press so that maybe you can hold on to that job. So we don't see any real progress. I mean, there's really the stagnation. And I didn't want to do, stagnation wasn't going to be my first word today. Don't want like to be that negative. But stagnation, it could be a word of the day because we don't really see anything happening that would lead us to believe that we are making progress either in creating jobs in any way, shape, or form that will make sense to the bottom line of what is going to start to move this country back to work. Supply and demand matters. We've been through that how many times? And so we continue to pray. And I'm serious. I mean, that's all we can really do at this point. Because the Republicans refuse to create any kind of atmosphere at the state level, even at the local level, the state level, the national level, since they refuse to create any kind of atmosphere that says to employers, we want you to open up shop and work, and we want you to help, and we're going to do something for you. If the Republicans won't step up and do that, there's only so much the Democrats can do. Unfortunately, that's the reality of that situation. All right, quick break here. When we come back, we're going to get back into the Wayne County Executive's Office, find out what's going on, and there's a lot going on, sadly. It just keeps getting worse for Bob Ficano, for Tarika Mullen. But not for us. We're good. We're First Shift. We'll take the break and be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes that construction along M59 between Crooks and Updike. Drivers at times find delays through there as they try to make their way to or from I-75. 75, just start to see that traffic build a bit for those trying to make their way Oakland County, maybe all the way down towards 696. Looks like right now we're, though, looking pretty good.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for some sun later today. Our high near 50. Tonight, though, a chance of showers. Our low near 38. Tomorrow, probably some rain and a high near 52. Right now, we've got fog and mist and 34 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Gather around me, children. It's time for another Perry Tale. Rick Perry, the Texas governor, is flitting hither, thither, and yon, sprinkling his own miraculous brand of pixie dust in the eyes of Republican voters, hoping they'll be dazzled and make him their nominee for president. For example, he tells them that he's an almost magical job creator. But wait, children, do you see how long his nose is growing? Oh, it turns out that Perry is the Pinocchio of economic development. In a recent presidential debate, Rick patted himself on the back for, quote, the 54,000 jobs that have been created out of the Texas Enterprise Fund. What's that? A corporate slush fund of state tax dollars that he kept in his desk drawer, offering chunks of it to out-of-state corporations if they had moved some operations to Texas, ostensibly to create jobs. Through the end of last year, Perry had given away some $360 million in these bribes to get corporations to come to Texas. But, oops, the corporate slicks suckered Rick, gladly taking the taxpayers' money but delivering only about a third of the jobs they'd promised. How embarrassing. No problem, though. The governor simply and secretly altered the corporate agreements to let them off the job creation hook. For example, three corporate executives who had donated to Perry's campaign got a $50 million handout for their biotech outfit, promising 12,000 jobs. But they came up a wee bit short. At most, 230 jobs came from Perry's giveaway. How did Perry inflate a mere 230 jobs to 12,000? By crediting his pals with every biotech job created by other companies and schools in Texas. This is Jim Hightower saying, for an honest account of Pinocchio Perry's job-creating magic, go to tpj.org.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at hightowerlowdown.org.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Well, so joining me now is the new president of the Michigan AFL-CIO, Carla Swift.
There's a lot of work to be done, and there's a great opportunity to come together and work on turning things around in Michigan. And the AFL is the centerpiece of the movement for standing up for working men and women and protecting the middle class and fighting for good jobs with fair pay and benefits.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW. Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 6 o'clock on this early Friday morning program. Of course, we always love your calls. 888-552-3595. And let us go to the phones. Welcome my friend Tom in Detroit to the program. Tom, thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind today?
And then good morning, Tony.
Good morning. I'm well. How are you this morning?
I'm as the character from the Captain Kangaroo show, Tom Terrific. I'm terrific.
Fair enough.
but anyway, that aside, you know, before you went to the break, you said about how the Republicans were not, you know, trying to do anything to create any jobs. Well, I mean, let's face it. It's a political season, all right? And anything that they would do that would, you know, create jobs and get people back to work, okay, it would be a positive light shined on President Obama. And, I mean, Mitch McConnell said his job was to make President Obama a one-term president. So, I mean, you know, while Rome's burning like hell, the Neros are sitting down there in Congress, and they're fiddling, and they're playing a bad tune, too.
Well, you know, Tom, there's no question that the Republicans are blocking any kind of advancement that would create a positive atmosphere to create a single job. In fact, I'm gonna paraphrase and I'm gonna get it wrong, but I read somewhere where they said, you know, the sign was the Republican Party willing to keep millions out of work to put one man out of work.
Right, exactly. And, I mean, you know, how insane is that? I mean, you know, when you look at it in terms of, you know, the nation, I mean, what's in for the betterment of the common good and what's in the best interest of the people? I mean, you know, you would think that, you know, these men and women down in Congress would get over, you know, being children. And I'm insulting children here when I make that kind of comparison.
Huh.
Children do what they do because they're children. But these folks down there, they're sitting there playing political football, and this country and the economy and the people in this country are suffering because of that.
Well, you know, and it's just, you know, Tom, it's harming so many people. There are so many families that are breaking up. You know, now we're to the point where we've been at this long enough that now marriages are breaking up, families are breaking up. You know, there are people that are, I have listeners where, you know, dad is working here if he's lucky, but the rest of the family's living with family somewhere else because they can't afford to live together. What is this creating? I mean, what does that atmosphere create, Tom? Vitriol and anger and hatred and distrust. I mean, that's all this, you know, there's nothing good that comes of that scenario, is there?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, it's, so supposedly they say out of, you know, this storm, for lack of a better word, you know, some, you know, there's a ray of light. But I mean, you know, right now with the way this anti-President Barack Obama presidency, you know, from the, you know, from the Congress down there, I mean, come on, folks, let's go ahead and get real here. I mean, I would rather, I mean, quite naturally, I mean, I would rather see people working. I mean, even, all right, to do that comparison in terms of getting people back to work and getting this country back on its feet economically. If I was a Republican, I would go ahead, I would back the president's plan, and I would, you know, suffer the consequences from, you know, the folks who are my constituents. And the bottom line is this. The people who are sitting there suffering, they're Democrats, they're Republicans, they're independents, they're Green Party. I mean, this has affected everybody, just not Democrats, okay? I mean, it's across the board. I mean, everybody, as they say, is suffering and sharing in the pain.
Now, when they talked about shared sacrifice, who knew that it was just going to be sharing pain? Tom, I want to thank you, as always, for your call and always have something pertinent to say. And no question, true again today. Thank you so much. All right, folks. Absolutely, Tom. As we take a look, and I always love when Tom calls, as we take a look at what's happening with the Wayne County Severance Gate situation, it has become ultimately crystal clear to me anyway that there's so much more than this to this than meets the eye. We even have some audio of Bob Fucano saying, "I'm not Kwame." Never said you were, Bob. Never said you were. I don't know that anybody's ever said you were. But you have some explaining to. Let's listen to some audio and break it down a little bit. The first piece that Turquia Mullen, who is at the center of this controversy, because it was she, of course, that got the severance check to begin with, that began all this. She was involved in not just the Edge Opportunities nonprofit, but another nonprofit as well. Let's listen to that audio.
There are certain kinds of nonprofit funds that political leaders use for all kinds of things. And now we know about a second nonprofit that's connected to Wayne County and was also headed by Turquia Mullen.
I'm not Kwame Kilpatrick.
That was Robert Ficano last year defending his nonprofit fund that's now being investigated by the FBI. The 7 Action News investigators first exposed questions about the Wayne County Business Development Corporation, also known as Edge Opportunities, back in 2010. When we first started investigating the Wayne County Business Development Corporation, county officials initially refused to tell us who donated to the nonprofit and who got paid from the fund.
Certainly, how much money was contributed, what was it used for, those are all issues that should be transparent because we expect transparency from the government.
The nonprofit's executive director was Turquia Mullen, the former county economic development chief who recently got $200,000 in severance when she voluntarily resigned recently to become CEO of Metro Airport. Thanks to the severance scandal, we finally know how much money Mullen got from the nonprofit in addition to her $200,000 county salary.
I received another $75,000 through the Business Development Corporation.
The 7 Action News investigators have learned that this isn't the only county nonprofit where Mullen was running the show. Until the end of August, Turquia Mullen was also the executive director of the Wayne County Regional Jobs and Economic Growth Foundation, and there are a lot of new questions about Mullen's role and relationships with the people on the board of this fund. According to tax records, that nonprofit was set up to support and encourage economic development. A source tells Action News the county used $360,000 in federal tax credit funds as seed money. During a 5-year period, the fund brought in more than $692,000, mostly from sponsorships, although it's not disclosed who those sponsors were. But in late 2009, a county audit shows the fund had a deficit, which posed a risk to the county. Tax records show this nonprofit paid out hundreds of thousands of dollars in expenses listed in several categories such as travel and something called China delegation. Others are simply listed as contributor expenses, which one expert calls suspicious.
When I asked the accountant who's responsible for preparing the tax forms for this nonprofit about some inconsistencies that we found in the tax records, he told me today that he's about to file an amendment to correct some of those discrepancies.
What's also interesting, the people who serve on the board for this nonprofit, Renee Pipus Axt and Francine Pegues. You'll recall, Pipus Axt served on the board with Mullen for the other nonprofit that's already being investigated by the feds. Wayne County Executive Robert Ficano appointed Pipus Axt to the Airport Authority Board, which just voted to hire Mullen as CEO. Pegues works for a company that's been selected to provide consulting services during the construction of the new Wayne County Jail, and Mullen was on the committee that spearheaded the jail project.
When you start seeing the same names on the airport authority that votes to hire a CEO there, the same names appearing on the around the Edge board, and then these are the same names that kind of pop up in county government or on the periphery of county government all along, it becomes a pretty too cozy relationship.
Meanwhile, Wayne County commissioners now say they're being stonewalled by the Ficano administration. That's why the commission served Channel 7 with a subpoena. They wanted a copy of the county executive's October 14th press conference that we streamed live on WXYZ.com so the commission can have some of Ficano's statements about Mullen's severance scandal on the record.
Some of that internal review was discussed at that news conference. And if we have a specific question that they don't want to answer now, then that answer will be provided in that news conference and we can take that as part of our testimony.
Because we made that press conference available to the public, we agreed to comply with the subpoena. We turned the video over to the Wayne County commissioners earlier this week. Reporting in the newsroom, I'm Heather Cristallo, 7 Action News.
Decidedly inconvenient. If you followed that, I know it was about 4 minutes, maybe a little bit long, but if you're following along, decidedly inconvenient. You know, one of the key pieces throughout that is that there are certain names that keep popping up. These are people that know each other. All right, that's not all that uncommon. But, you know, this a lot of these services that are being provided should be competitively bid, were they? That's an easy question to get answered. I don't know it off the top of my head, but I'm just saying that's an easy question to get answered. And as we break down what may end up being really a deep web with tentacles that go all kinds of directions, we may find that this is this was quite a profit center for a very small group of people. And I want to hearken back to yesterday's audio when we talked about the county executive, Bob Ficano's quote-unquote girlfriend, Jumana Judah. She is a real estate appraiser. And when she places the value on real estate, it affects commissions. And this gets a little bit complicated, doesn't it, folks? I mean, it smells to the high heavens at this point. Not that people won't have a chance to tell their side of the story. And maybe it is all on the up and up. But as we discovered, and we've discovered over and over and over again, just because something's legal doesn't make it ethical. All right? Just because it's legal doesn't make it ethical. We've got more to get to on the other side. Tarika Mullen returned at least part of that severance package yesterday. We'll find out how much. And there's a whole lot more to get to. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. Good morning. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
Well, welcome Theo in Detroit.
Well, thank you, Tony. I want to tell you I appreciate the fact that you bring information that we might not otherwise hear anyplace else.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me is Professor Gordon Lafer.
One of the problems with one of the versions of Right to Work that somebody is talking about introducing in Michigan, which would be aimed strictly at teachers and the school system. There has never been a Right to Work law like that because it makes no economic sense. You're not going to attract companies into out of state by attacking teachers. But what you will do is put Michigan at a competitive disadvantage in recruiting and retaining the highest quality teachers. If you say, well, we're going to cut down, you know, union bargaining power and wages and benefits for Michigan teachers, any teacher who has a choice who's deciding are they going to go to Michigan or a neighboring state is going to have an incentive to go elsewhere. So at a time when the state is trying to have a strong education system, I mean, both for all kinds of reasons, including being able to compete for these higher skilled jobs, to put in a law that says we're going to undermine the quality of teachers we can attract seems backwards economically.
First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At
Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. Again, 888-552-3595 if you care to join us. To just get back, we got a lot to try to fit in before the top of the hour. Yesterday as well, Bob Ficano has put on a leave with pay. The gentleman that we talked about during yesterday's program, Grundy, the guy that owns the two businesses that are getting kickbacks supposedly from the healthcare system for providing no service. I mean, we couldn't see where there was a service that was being rendered. Well, he was yesterday placed on leave with pay, and this is what Channel 7 had to say about that.
And Wayne County Assistant CEO Michael Grundy has been suspended as the FBI investigates allegations of kickbacks. Yesterday, Action News was the first to report that Grundy is being investigated by the feds for allegedly pressuring a local health care provider to give him kickbacks in the thousands of dollars. Multiple sources say that agents with the FBI have met with officials from ProCare Plus, a Detroit-based health care provider for Medicaid recipients. The company is part of a county initiative called Wayne County Health Choice, which Grundy runs for the county. Today, Wayne County Executive Robert Ficano suspended Grundy with pay, and he spoke with reporters.
We take every allegation seriously, and we hold people accountable. If Mr. Grundy did anything, he should face justice, and he should face the penalty for it if he's done anything wrong.
Wayne County officials say they have not received a subpoena related to Grundy or ProCare Plus, but they say they're suspending Grundy as a precaution. Stephen?
Yeah, you don't, I don't know that you'd suspend somebody as a precaution. Where there's smoke, there's fire. There's no question there. And let's just wrap this up because there are a couple other things I want to get in this hour. Charlie LaDuff, who has kind of become our go-to voice on this issue, reports that Turquia Mullen did return some of the severance monies back. Now, not all of it, because some of it had to be paid in taxes, and that's a process. But let's listen to what he said. Then I have one more comment to make. Charlie LaDuff from Channel 2.
I feel that I've done absolutely nothing wrong or illegal.
Well, Wayne County Executive Bob Ficano finally came out of his badger hole and gave us some good news today. Turquia Mullen finally returned that check for that fishy severance money she got when she quit the county to take a better job at the airport last month.
Today at approximately 9:15, Turquia Mullen repaid her check of the severance package. I have a copy of the check. It's $135,900. The rest are taxes, which are being reversed with the IRS that have to come back to the county.
That's good. And even Mullen's secretary paid back her severance.
In the severance situation, that there was mistakes made.
But Bob's still got a peck of problems. He's got the feds crawling around. He's got the media sniffing. He's got the commission holding special hearings. So, man, what did we learn today?
We didn't learn a lot, but we did know. We did find out that we have to make some changes in the process.
So I talked to those close to Bob who would advise him to cut Mullen loose. They described him as a man isolated in his own office.
My record speaks for itself.
How's Bob doing?
Don't know. Haven't had a conversation with him.
And finally, there's worry amongst the power players upstairs that Mullen's problems and the suspension of Deputy County Executive Azam Elder is an attack on the Arab community. Let me just say, from my perspective, this has nothing to do with the Arab people, just like Kwame Kilpatrick had nothing to do with the black people, and the guy spreading grease from Senegal has nothing to do with the Caucasian people. In the end, this is about whose side are you on? The people's are your own. Masalam, buenas noches, good night. Charlie LaDuff, Fox 2 News.
Thank you, Charlie. And Charlie makes a good point here. This isn't about race at all. It is about ethics and responsibility, legal and otherwise. Let me, you know, very, very clearly make this the statement. And I got to tell you, I want the truth. I'm a Wayne County resident. I want to know where my tax dollars are going. I absolutely have a right to know where my tax dollars are going. I do. And if something improper happened, I have a right to know that. And I believe with all my heart that something is amiss, more than just amiss. Something is dead wrong, and it needs to be corrected. And you have to wonder how many hundreds of thousands of dollars, taxpayer dollars, my taxpayer dollars, have been wasted. And it's just wrong. Again, it's not just about what's legal. It's about what's ethical and vice versa. And so, yeah, there is one other check that needs to be returned. Or does it, is the question. And that is her sick time, her sick leave and her personal time. Is that a check she gets to keep? That was $20-something thousand. Not to mention the $75,000 she took from Edge Opportunities, which, I don't know, again, unethical. She was a part of a board that gave her a bonus. And the reason Bob Ficano said it took so long for us to get the money back, she had to get her financial affairs in order. I'm sure she did. I'm sure she did. Was that money already spent? Did she commit it to a project, maybe a real estate deal, a sweet real estate deal? Now, again, there's nothing illegal in that. At least I hope there's not. But if there is something immoral and unethical in it, this just smells to the high heavens. All right, very quickly. Yesterday, you had, by the way, quite a few people call me in the office about both the event that's coming up on November 3rd at Penna's in Sterling Heights and yesterday's General Assembly with the Occupy Detroit folks on the Ambassador Bridge. We got a little bit of audio to share with you on the bridge protest. We have enough time to get it in. Do we have 2 minutes left or not? All right, so let's go ahead and play that bridge protest.
For about 40 minutes, truck traffic stood still here at the 4th Street Ambassador Bridge exit, blocked by more than 100 people.
We are the 99%.
They came. And occupied the base of the Ambassador Bridge off 4th Street, blocking trucks coming into the country with a bold message.
We stop them.
State Representative Rashida Tlaib placed herself in front of a black semi, surrounded by Occupy Detroit members, union members, and members of the Southwest community with a grudge against Ambassador Bridge owner Maddie Maroon.
This guy just came in and took over a piece of public property, and then he goes and he buys off politicians in the state of Michigan, in our state legislature, so that we cannot build what we need to have built successfully and clean and efficient, and so that it makes sure that it represents what the community wants and what the community actually is looking for.
And was this a success to you?
Absolutely. We stopped national trade from happening on today.
Detroit Deputy Police Chief James Tolbert kept the peace, along with more than a dozen officers and Border Patrol agents. For them, it was all about safety.
All right, and then we're going to end it there, but certainly a success yesterday. Congratulations. I hope all of you that called me that wanted to get out there got out there. But congratulations. Once again, the people have spoken. The people are speaking. The people are taking back their democracy. You got to feel good about that. Tom Barrow on the other side, the Detroit Charter, November 8th. For it or against it? Well, we know where Tom stands. Let's find out why, all right? We got Diane Cross coming up. We got to get to the break.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update looks pretty good out there. We haven't seen any really big delays or slowdowns, but that Friday morning traffic always a little bit lighter. Those coming in along I-96, there's been ongoing construction between Kent Lake and Kensington with that lane shift, but looks like traffic is getting through there pretty well.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for some sun later today. Our high near 50. Tonight, though, a chance of showers. Our low near 38. Tomorrow, probably some rain and a high near 52. Right now, we've got fog and mist and 34 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9, right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Matt Cherry. Stock futures are lower following yesterday's surge on Wall Street. The Dow gained 340 points, and Teddy Weisberg of Seaport Securities says at least initially investors were encouraged by a plan to address Europe's debt crisis.
What has happened in the Eurozone over the last year and a half has had the biggest impact on our markets. When the news has been good, we've seen a better tone. Bad, we've seen big sell-offs, and clearly the market likes what it sees.
However, details about the deal remain sketchy, and investors are still expressing some doubts. Thousands of Occupy Wall Street demonstrators are scheduled to march on major New York banks today. But Peter Schiff of Euro-Pacific Capital thinks the government is ultimately to blame for America's fiscal woes.
I was there for years warning about these problems. I saw this crisis coming from a mile away because I saw how government was distorting the market.
Meanwhile, Oakland's mayor is apologizing for violence against demonstrators in her city. Tear gas was used and an Iraq war veteran was seriously injured. An early morning launch by NASA.
Liftoff of the Delta II with the NPP satellite.
Just about an hour ago, the space agency launched a satellite aimed at keeping track of global climate change and weather conditions. The defense's most important witness, a propofol expert, is slated to be back on the stand today at the Conrad Murray trial. The case against Michael Jackson's doctor is expected to go to the jury next week. Well, there will be a seventh and decisive game of the World Series. Skipper Tony La Russa's Cardinals came from behind twice late to beat Texas 10-9 last night.
We never quit trying. I mean, that's kind of corny, but the fact is we don't ever quit trying, guys. The dugout was alive even when we were behind.
David Freese played the role of hero with a walk-off homer in the 11th inning. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries, we'll test them fast and free on most vehicles. If the best way to test your battery was to place our tongues directly on your old battery, we'd do it. But we have a machine that's far more accurate. Need a new battery? We'll install it free with purchase using our hands. No machine can replace those. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts.
Some of the biggest banks in the country are opting for other ways to make more money rather than raising fees on customers shopping with debit cards. While none say it figured into their decision, the move follows the uproar over Bank of America hiking those fees. The Wall Street Journal reports that JPMorgan Chase is now joining with PNC Financial, Citigroup, U.S. Bancorp, and KeyCorp in holding the line on debit card fees. It seems like it took forever to take flight after being delayed again and again, but apparently it was worth the wait. The first paying passengers are raving about Boeing's 787 Dreamliner. USA Today says the plane drew nearly unanimous positive reviews from the roughly 240 passengers lucky enough to secure a seat on its inaugural flight. After a big Wall Street rally yesterday that has the Dow and S&P ready to maybe post their best monthly advances for some time, or maybe not. S&P futures are down 8 points. NASDAQ down 13. Dow futures falling 69. I'm Steve Podesk in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 in the morning, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and Good Hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in Good Hands roadside assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Are you ready to update your flooring? Well, don't miss the Lowe's Floor event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and get free Stainmaster carpet installation with the purchase of any Stainmaster carpet and pad. Or check out tile and laminate flooring for only 68 cents per square foot. For these and more great values, check out the Lowe's Floor event now through October 31st. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 10/31. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. Oh, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. And we mean fast. If strapping on an experimental jetpack would help us install your battery any faster, we'd do it. Unfortunately, jetpacks can be squirrely. Too bad, because we really wanted those things. Fast, free battery installation at Advance. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented. And that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called First Shift with Tony Trivino.
And good morning, everybody. It is 7 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Friday morning program. Maybe the most important show we do all week is this Friday show, so I'm so glad that you're with us. And in this hour, a little bit later on at 7:50, we'll be visiting Occupy Detroit, as we do every day at that time. And we've got another great guest. We'll check in, find out what they need, and get a little update on what's going on there in Grand Circus Park. But those of you that were listening to the show earlier in the week, I started to talk about the new charter revisions to the Detroit Charter. It'll be on the ballot November 8th as Proposal C. And one of the people that called is my next guest. And before I bring him on, let me first, as I did in the last hour, say up front that this represents one side of this issue. If somebody that supports the charter wants to come on, feel free to contact us. Just send me an email, and we'll certainly consider having you on the show. But my guest is a very credible person. And I think what he has to say matters. I appreciated the tone in which he offered his comment when he called the show the other day. So let me get right to my desk. My guest joining us now is Tom Barrow. Tom is a Detroit businessman and former mayoral candidate for the city of Detroit. He currently heads the Citizens for Detroit's Future. And Tom Barrow joins us now on First Shift. Tom, a pleasure truly to have you on the show today.
Tony, listen, it's really it's an honor, and I'm delighted to be with you this morning and with your folks who are listening. Good morning to Detroit.
Well, you know, I think it's important, Tom, as we move forward, that we perhaps provide a little background as to why this is even on the ballot on November 8th. Why did we look at changing the Detroit Charter, Tom?
I believe the reason that the commission gives, and I think it's a credible reason, is that the public and the media reacted to Kwame Kilpatrick. There was a concern that there was a difficult time trying to remove him, and therefore using a loophole in the current Detroit Charter, Councilman Kenyatta and Councilwoman Jones offered a resolution which was passed to open the charter up. Of course, I have some problems with our initial reasoning for doing so, but nonetheless, that's how we got to this point. So that was passed, and then it was put on the ballot, and then the people said, okay, let's open up the charter to revise it to allow us to remove a corrupt official.
All right, well, and it's obviously gone, Tom Barrow, far beyond that, because what is proposed has, at some level, become the centerpiece of some controversy. There are now. Listen, we brought it, put it on the show. We had one person say that they would support the charter. We had plenty that said they would not. More appropriately, I got an email that entire day, and actually not just that day, but beyond that day, saying that the charter revision is just wrong the way it's been proposed. Tom, let's just make it clear where you stand. If the election were to be held today, and it will be, by the way, November 8th, and again, it'll be Proposal C on the ballot, how will you vote on the charter revisions?
Tony, I've lived in Detroit my entire life, and there's no question after reviewing the document, even its rationale is substantially flawed. I would vote no, and I've urged my friends and those who I know to similarly do the same. But we do so for very very good reasons, not just as a reaction to want to say no to something. Tony, the way I look at a charter, it's our constitution, and constitutions are frameworks to enable a city to operate in a manner in which it does. Detroit fundamentally has been the leader in southeastern Michigan. Unfortunately now, the city is under attack, and I think what the people are doing down there in Grand Circus Park right now with the Occupy movement is precisely why I oppose this charter. It is a clear document that enables the takeover of Detroit for private interests. It will lead to the privatization of city services, clearly. It will lead to the busting of our city's unions, and it will lead to the regionalization of the city's assets, along with the taking substantial power from the people. It'll expand Detroit government and add very costly departments, which are, quite frankly, we're unable to afford this now, nor do we need them. And it will destroy the many of the checks and balances which we currently have in our charter. I mean, if you look at, for example, the Charter Commission, and certainly I applaud them having spent the time that they did. And I'm glad you disclosed that I had ran for mayor in Detroit in 2009. I was going to do that up front because I want people to understand that this has nothing to do with my that mayoral run. This has to do with my living in Detroit my entire life, having been born here. And I look at this document and I say, geez, they just remove the impact, and people think that they're going to the ballot box to vote on council by districts. That's not what we're going there for, folks. We're going to vote on a substantial change to the way Detroit is run, Detroit is governed, the way the people exercise power. They even have a provision in here where if the people pass an initiative, that if you go out and circulate petitions and get it on the ballot and the council passes it, the mayor can veto it. That's never been intended. And just a variety. When you look at even the document that the Charter Commission, this newspaper-style document, Tony, that they're publishing, it doesn't even have a union bug on it. It wasn't even printed by a union printer. I mean, Detroit's a union town. That's a direct slap in the face of the people as to what we stand for. And I just, and I'm offended, and I think many Detroiters would be, if they've had a chance to see this document, but they've made for the distribution to be done in such an elitist fashion that most Detroiters have never even seen it.
Yeah,
I would dare say they're going to be voting in the dark.
Well, and Tom Barrow, as I said the other day, I knew very little. I know a whole lot more now than I knew on Monday when I originally brought this topic up. I've read it. I've read the revisions. I've read philosophy, both the pro and con, And if I were advising this audience, I guess I'm about to, I would vehemently say you have to vote no on the charter revision. And I'll give some specific reasons in just a moment. But I do want to get to some calls, Tom.
Sure.
And we got plenty of time to walk through this. And I'd like Tom will get more specific than he already has on why you need to vote no for this. Folks, if you'd like to join us, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. Remember, folks, Detroit. This is for the city of Detroit. If you don't live in Detroit, you don't get to vote on this issue. But, as I've said so many times, so goes Detroit, so goes the state.
You're right, Tony. It affects our friends and neighbors, and they need to be engaged in this and understand the implications onto them.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's welcome Les in Detroit to the show. Les, thanks for giving us a call this morning. You're on the air with Tom Barrow.
Good morning, Tony. Hey, good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Now, I was listening to the City Council channel yesterday, and I saw the legal counsel, Mr. David Whitaker, say that this charter, the way it's written, is not good for the city. So, you know, before he even, you know, mentioned that, you know, as for research, this group I work with, we've been opposed to the charter from the beginning because the way it was built upon, the foundation was tainted. And when you have a tainted foundation, you will not have a solid house. And this charter was not built a better Detroit like it's been advertised. This charter is bad for Detroit. So I'm urging everybody that's listening to me to vote this charter down because it's no good for Detroit. It's the future of Detroit is at stake with this charter.
Well, now, Les, I respect what you had to say. Do you want to give maybe a reason or two why you will not personally support this and why you're asking others not to as well?
Well, there's many reasons, but my main reason is that the beginning of the foundation of this charter coming to fruition is that it was done improperly to me. That's my feeling. You know, it was from the start, it was a no-go for me. The way it was done, right off the bat.
You know,
so
Tony,
that's why. But there's many reasons in the charter that I would vote it down. But that's my main reason.
And I respect that, Les. And I respect that, Les. Thank you for the call, Les. Go ahead,
you know,
Tom.
Tony, what he was implying there, and I appreciate the comment too, Les, is when we opened up the charter, we did it because of the concern about removing Kwame Kilpatrick. The problem was, at the time that all this was going down, Kwame Kilpatrick hadn't committed the crime yet. He was getting massive bad press. He was getting massive negative statements made about him, but he hadn't committed the crime of the perjury, the crime of malfeasance, and these things which would ultimately lead to the felony conviction. So it was they used a loophole. That's the problem that we have here. There's a sense of lawlessness, I guess, Tony, that I see. And if you look at, for example, a particular provision, let's take provision 8-205.
You know what, Tom? I'm going to ask you to hold that thought because we've got to get to the break, and I don't want to interrupt you. So before you get to that, let's take a quick break here. Tom Barrow, again, my guest. We're talking about the Detroit Charter. It will be on the ballot on November 8th in the city of Detroit. Proposal C is where you'll find it. And today we're talking about why you should vote no. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. A quick break here, and we'll be back on First Shift right after we do this.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Richard, good morning to you. How you doing today?
Great, Tony. Wow, wonderful show, man. Since you've been on, it's been a breath of fresh air, I got to tell you.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our Friday morning ride has been pretty nice out there. Our total traffic network taking a look at 75 into 696. Getting busier there, but no really big delays yet. Westbound on the Ruther, that's also picking up as you're trying to come in from Mound towards 75. And while it's getting busier, it's not yet the real heavy slowdowns that we see during the Monday through Thursday commute. 275 getting busier, coming off of I-96. Those heading into the interchange with 96 and M-14 also seeing some more traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny today, our high near 50. Tonight, though, scattered showers may happen with a low near 38. Tomorrow, look for a chance of rain and a high near 52. Right now, still a light fog and mist and 35 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining us now is Lindsay Blackwell. What gave you the idea to put together this website and start your own social media marketing campaign?
Well, it was a number of things. I'd heard various stories about other folks who'd done sort of these extreme job hunting efforts, and I knew that I had the ability and the knowledge of social media as a marketing tool to make something viral. And the website kind of was just something I came up with. I wanted to make a cover letter that was more than a cover letter. I wanted it to be something interactive, something that would not only impress Lisa, but would invite others in my social circle, and ultimately, I hope, around the world to kind of invest in me.
All right, now the website, for those that want to go look at it, and I'll give that out in a second, we'll also post it to the Facebook page, is www.DearLisaRudgers, that's RUDGERS.com.
First Ship with Tony Trio
on 1310 WDTW.
Get in the zone!
You might not be ready for cold weather, but make sure your car is. Because if your antifreeze fails, so could your engine. Come to AutoZone now and save $2 instantly, plus another $5 after mailing rebate on long-lasting Peak antifreeze. See store for restrictions and details. Cooling system failure is the leading cause of engine-related breakdown. So come to AutoZone today and let us help you protect your engine from the big freeze. Because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Ship with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour. Tom Barrow, my guest. We're talking about the charter proposal for the city of Detroit. And Tom, I wanted to make sure we gave you a full chance to get in what you wanted to get in before the break. So I'm going to let you take it, and we'll come back to the phones in a minute. We have Tom, guys?
No.
There we go. There you are. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tom. You were saying, I just didn't want to interrupt you. I had to interrupt you in the middle of what you were saying.
And I appreciate that. You know, I guess one of the things, as I read through this entire document from front to back, what I was about to say is this clever sense of what I think is lawlessness. When the law is on the side of some of these officials down there, and we're seeing it all throughout Wayne County, we saw it with Kwame, you know, they point to it and say, well, it's the law, we can't do. And when the law is against them, there's a tendency to simply ignore it and to go past it. But let me give you an example of something we have now that currently, and don't take my word for it. I urge Detroiters to go to our website, because we have both charters right there at cfdfuture.com.
cfdfuture.com.
cfdfuture.com, and you can see both charters. Section 8-205, for example. Now, it's long been our history here in Detroit that the city council, when they're considering the budgeting process, can look at whatever the mayor has. They can ask for the same documents, and they can check on them. That's part of the appropriations process, the budgeting process. Well, that section has currently in our charter, the second paragraph, it's only two paragraphs, but the second paragraph says, just 10, 12 words, the city council may request such supporting data for each appropriation as it deems necessary. Well, that enables the city council to check on the mayor to see, well, why is it that you're appropriating these dollars? What's the reason? Under the new charter, that entire sentence has been taken out, which means that city council can no longer ask for the same documents that the mayor has. That significantly shifts the balance of power and the ability of the council to check on the mayor. And there is no in the section from 4-113 about prohibition on interference from the administration doesn't allow city council to go beyond.
Yeah, but Tom, doesn't this also beg for a lack of transparency and invite corruption once again by taking that one line away?
That's exactly my objection to this, is that what will happen here is you're going to have an executive who will be able to do all kinds of sneaky, surreptitious things, and that there's no way for the public to become aware of it. And then the concept that, well, they say, well, the inspector general will go after him. That's a whole new department that we simply do not need, and as a reaction to Kwame Kilpatrick. Wayne County has an inspector general. He didn't uncover anything that's going on right now. The reality is that an inspector general, it will become a independent, czarist, super policeman put up over every public official with the authority to remove people, remove public officials. You'd have to hire a phalanx of lawyers and a phalanx of certified public accountants and all these people at the cost of millions and millions and millions of dollars. We simply don't need it. That's a reaction to Kwame Kilpatrick.
And Tom Barrow, let me say this before we get to the phones. We've almost got full phone lines here, so I do want to get to the phones. Here's my problem with it. This is written to me after I read it, and I spent a good part of the day Monday evening and Tuesday reading through this. To me, this looks like Dave Bing went into the Charter Commission and said, this is what I want. This is what I want this document to look like. And they went, yes, sir, we'll give you what you want, sir.
You know what? You just hit the nail on the head. And I didn't want to say that, but this is a clearly power-shifting document that will enable regionalization and privatization. There's another section here that talks about eliminating redundancy. Well, Tony, that sounds great, eliminating redundancy. And so when people hear that and when they talk about it, you think about, well, there's two secretaries typing the same thing, and so we want to eliminate that. But in reality, Tony, the real grist of this thing is in its last 10 words. We will do this by cooperation, mutual cooperation with other governmental entities. That's regionalization.
Well, and I picked up another one, Tom, section 9.405, and it reads, as much as practicable, attempts shall be made to realign service delivery systems and eliminate operational duplication and inefficiency, which may include cooperative agreements with other government entities as allowed by law.
Now, what does that tell you, Tony?
Well, it tells me that they're looking to privatize, number one. I mean, that's what it tells me more than anything. And I happen to know there are a lot of Detroiters that hate the word privatization, absolutely despise it, because they're paying for city services, and if they would just let them, as an example, I'm going to give you and then we're going to get to the phones, but a very simple example. The bus mechanics, if you let them do their job, Dave Bing, instead of laying them off, you wouldn't have had them created the problem that you have now.
You know, Tony, you're hitting the nail on the head, and I see this replete throughout this document with this slick, clever wording. This is nothing more than a corporate takeover document. If Detroiters put this into effect right now, they've changed the planning department, which allows one person to decide which sections of the city are going to receive services, we're going to close down, we're going to develop and not develop. This would be a horrible thing for Detroit. So, Detroiters just need to read it for themselves. Go to our website. It's there.
Yeah, cfdfuture.com. Tom, before we get to the next call, can I ask you to stay a little bit longer? Because there's no way I'm going to get everything in the next 4 minutes.
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right, let's go to Cecily. Cecily, thank you for joining us on First Shift this morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Okay, the corporate takeover in section 9.405 was my concern, but it's another area that I think we really need to look at. There was no effort to look at lobbyists. Kwame Kilpatrick was allowed to stay in the city because he actually stepped down because some very well-known businessmen gave him money. And those well-known persons were Pete Carano's, Dan Gilbert, and Roger Penske. We needed something in this charter who was sincere to stop lobbyists, that would prevent them from or making elected official have to testify against these people that bribe them and give them money. But there's nothing in here to deal with that. Additionally, the sale of assets. We need something in this charter that prevents the leasing. I mean, the leasing of something for 30 years is by default a giveaway. What do you think about that, Mr. Barron?
Well, you think, and what'd she say her name? What did she say?
Cecily, yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the things that that deeply concerns me is there's a section in our current charter that prohibits the transfer and sale of assets without a vote, a two-thirds vote of the people. In reality, what's happening here is, again, when I refer to lawlessness, that's in our charter right now. That didn't fit when the time came for Cobo Hall. That would have meant you would have to go to the public to get a two-thirds vote to transfer Cobo Hall. But instead what they did is the state of Michigan created a specialized law only for our one asset, Cobo Hall, and they just ignored what our charter said and then transferred Cobo Hall to a regional authority. First thing they did once that happened is the minority retailers in there, I think specifically of the pizza lady who'd been there 37 years, minority-owned young black woman who'd been there 37 years, they put her out. Now, you see, that's the kind of thing what I mean by lawlessness.
Yeah.
They just ignore the rule when it's against them, and when it's for them, they point to it.
Absolutely. Tom Barrow, we need to take a break. CFDfuture.com. CFDfuture.com is the website. Sylvia and Tom, you will be up next. Cecily, thanks for the call. We got to get to the break. We will do that right here. This is First Shift. I'm Tony Truppiano. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update looks pretty good out there. Friday morning, always a little bit lighter than normal traffic. That does not help those that are having to maybe see a bit of a slow go, like along M10 The Lodge. We always seem to have pockets of heavy traffic as you come off of 696 heading towards Southfield Road. Those trying to head toward the Wyoming curve, whether you're going north or southbound on M10 The Lodge, you're seeing a little bit of slow traffic through there.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny today. Our high near 50. Tonight, though, scattered showers may happen with a low near 38. Tomorrow, look for a chance of rain and a high near 52. Right now, still a light fog and mist and 35 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The Center for American Progress released a report Thursday that it says shows budget cuts insisted on by the Republican-controlled U.S. House cost the American economy hundreds of thousands of jobs. The Center for American Progress says the report shows this is no theoretical loss of jobs, but real people who got real pink slips as a result of these cuts. The report focused on cuts in spending for law enforcement, cuts in investments in the construction, repair, and maintenance of federal buildings, and spending for cleanup of nuclear weapons production facilities. Scott Lilly, author of the report, says the budget cuts eliminated approximately 370,000 jobs. One voice from Occupy Wall Street has drawn more than 2,400,000 hits on YouTube. Former Marine Sergeant and Iraq War veteran Shamar Thomas saw police in New York hurting Occupy Wall Street protesters, and he stood his ground face-to-face with dozens of cops talking truth to power in the streets of New York City. Here's what Thomas told those cops.
Why y'all doing this to people? Right. Y'all walk around in riot gear like this is a war. These people don't have guns. This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people. It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people. It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people. Leave these people alone. They're U.S. citizens. U.S. citizens. It doesn't make any sense. How do you sleep at night? There is no honor in this. There is no honor in this. Stop hurting these people, man. Why are y'all doing this to our people?
Thomas's comments to police are especially relevant in the wake of Oakland police putting fellow Marine and Iraq War veteran Scott Olson in the hospital with a skull fracture from a police projectile. The Occupy movement held vigils for the hospitalized Olson on Thursday. The class action lawsuit accusing Walmart of gender discrimination is back. The U.S. Supreme Court decided against the women tossing out the lawsuit in June because five of the justices decided that the entire class of women didn't have a question of law or fact in common. The court did not rule on the merit of the discrimination claim. The suit was filed again Thursday, limiting the class of women to approximately 45,000 current workers and 45,000 former employees at Walmart's California stores. The original suit sought to represent 1.5 million current and former Walmart workers. Attorneys for the women say that the suit is the first of many to come alleging gender discrimination against women in both compensation and advancement and promotion opportunities at Walmart. This newscast made possible in part through underwriting from the AFL-CIO. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
On 1310.
WDTW.
And welcome back, 35 minutes after the hour. Tom Barrow, my guest. He is a businessman, former mayoral candidate in the city of Detroit. He's now leading Citizens for Detroit's Future. Their website can be found at cfdfuture.com, cfdfuture.com. We'll make sure we get it on the Facebook page as well. And I want to go right to the phone. Sylvia's been waiting an awful long time. Sylvia, welcome to First Shift. You're on the air.
Thank you. I am definitely voting no. As far as I'm concerned, it was corporatized, regionalized, and privatized. We cannot expect being who was elected to possibly just correct, to properly serve and protect. He is led like strings on a puppet. So we do not trust the man to allow funding, millions of federal dollars, totally going back and not helping the city of Detroit to recover from any damages that it's in. Thank you.
All right. Well, Sylvia, appreciate your statement. Go ahead, Tom Barrow.
She's straight to the point.
And, absolutely.
And she waited a long time to be able to make that point. I think the thing that she's saying is we don't need a new charter. We need to enforce the charter that we have. You know, Tony, one of the things that always concerns me is when people who are trying to surreptitiously take us over, they use hooks to try to draw us in. And in this case, they'll say, well, look, we got in this charter, we have green initiatives and we have recycling. Well, you know what? Those are things we can do right now. And in fact, we are recycling right now. And the green initiatives they refer to is over in the water department, capturing the sludge and turning it into energy. We can do that right now. See, that's the problem here, Tony, is that a charter only provides the framework. You know, and the charter that we have was actually built for the future. But the other thing, Tony, that I think is hypocritical by these folks who, and some of these commissioners who are out here, you know, they wrote a letter on Charles Pugh I saw the other day and admonished him about the section regarding him using his city letterhead to urge to put out his press release.
Right, I saw that.
And then in the same voice, here now, if you look at these things, they have yard signs that says, vote, essentially to vote for the charter because it says good government, corruption, ends corruption, you know, and these words that they use. They, even this big newspaper that you look at, it's got all this text in there that is clearly commentary designed to sway a person to vote yes. It's hypocritical. And so today we're sending over and delivering over to the Charter Commission a cease and desist on their radio commercials. I think the president, you know, who of course, you know, they don't tell you. I mean, this person was on the ethics committee at the time of Kwame Kilpatrick and did nothing. The vice chairman, and that's the chairperson, and the vice chairman was Kwame Kilpatrick's corporation lawyer. So corporation counsel for the city and then his lawyer. I mean, this is a designed, surreptitious, slick way to take Detroit to a level and turn it over to the private folks.
And Tom Barrow, let me go back to the fundamental question, and let's assume for a moment that the proposal C does not pass. What happens then? Is this just an exercise that's over and we just move on?
No, not at all. Not at all. And that's something I guess what needs to be cleared up. If this does not pass, the commission is still viable and still active. It can go back and propose specific amendments about particular sections only. And then they have up until next November. They could put things on the ballot next November of next year at no additional cost to the city and do it in the proper way by talking to the community. But council by districts, which the city has already voted on, will go into play in 2013 absent some kind of challenge. So that's not a reason to vote for this because this council by districts is not what the people voted on back in 2009. This is completely different. Transverse power is a complete rewrite of our Constitution, which the public never anticipated when it voted for it back in 2009. That's one of the things that concerns me, Tony, is the whole trickery. And you can see through it, and they're hoping that no one will read this. But we did. And we're a lot brighter than what they're giving us credit for here in Detroit.
Well, you know, part of what concerns me is, and again, I hate to go back and pick on the mayor, but I have to do it. I think we have the, if you know, maybe with a different mayor, this charter might have made sense to some people. Maybe not. I'm not suggesting that's the only reason. But I see a mayor that's anti-union. I see a mayor that's not really a Democrat. I see a mayor that is having trouble managing his staff. I see a mayor that is having to return millions upon millions of federal dollars back to the federal government, or to turn it over to Wayne County, which now has its own problems, Tom Barrow. You know, I just see a mayor that doesn't seem to understand what he got himself into.
Yeah, you know, I guess, you know, because I ran against this man, Tony, I think you're hitting on the head, but I won't go into him. I think the public sees it all for what it's worth. Of course, as you know, in 2009 we did a recount, and with a 9,000 vote difference, nearly 60,000 votes couldn't be recounted, including 100% of the absentees because the cases, the seals on the cases had been changed. I took it all the way to the Supreme Court, but no one wanted to touch this. So, I mean, I'm not convinced, quite frankly, and I won't delve on it, but I'm not convinced he was ever elected in the first place. In fact, quite frankly, I know he was not. That's the reason why the seals on the bottoms of the cases were changed. So we now are challenging this election. What I mean by that is we are seeking 200 challengers to be at Cobo Hall and in key election districts. And we have so far about 150. So folks can call that 5 Detroit number or go to that CFD Future website and sign up to be a challenger on Election Day. And you can physically see what's coming out of these computers and so on. This is the age of computers, which are easily hacked. But I won't say very much about what you just said, Tony, except I think you're hitting it right on the nail, right on the head.
Well, that's just my observation. Let's go back to the phones. I want to welcome Theo in Detroit to the show. Theo, thank you so much for giving us a call this morning.
Well,
you're
thank
on...
you, and happy Friday to both of you.
Thank you.
Good morning,
in addition
Theo.
To what you were saying about the mayor, I would like to say my reason for voting no is it appears to me that the Charter Commission is not interested in reducing crime in the city of Detroit. Because when one of their own charter committee members proposed an amendment based on research done in Oakland, California, in 2005, Oakland, California added an amendment that there would be a set-aside for the young people. Crime appeared to be running too rampant in Oakland, California, and they had this set-aside to provide education, training, and employment for the young people. It has reduced gangs and crime. Here in the city of Detroit, our unemployment rate of our young people is 45%. If we had set aside for our young people, we could provide education, training, and employment for them as well, which would reduce gangs, reduce crime, give them a different outlook on their future. But you know what? The Charter Commission turned their nose up at their own Charter Commission member who wanted to do something for the young people. There were other things that they did against the elderly and the disabled. So it appears to me that the Charter Commission doesn't care anything about the young, the elderly, the old, and God help those in between. I'm voting no on the Detroit City Charter.
All right. Thank you, Theo. I appreciate your thoughts on that and appreciate the call.
It sounds like she's engaged here, and she's taken the time and apparently has been at some of those meetings. And so you have to commend Theo for participating in that vein. I guess when the public goes through and looks at this, I think on balance substantially you will see that there is such an imbalance of fairness, plausibility really of what these people are suggesting, that they need to go back to the drawing board and then amend the provisions. If you're concerned about Kwame Kilpatrick, then amend that section and put it before the voters so they know what they're voting on that particular issue. But you can't come with 150 changes that completely revises the governance of a major American city and then the public not being able to see it and the public not having an opportunity to digest what's in there. It just seems to be un-American, Tony.
Well, and Tom, you know, there are ways to do this. I mean, you have public forums. You print it in the newspaper. You give people a chance to read it and give them a forum in which to ask questions. I mean, you should be begging for that kind of participation. You don't want to hide this stuff.
And I think, the elitist manner in which they distribute. In the past, when we've had charter revisions, they would mail them out to the homes so that the voters would have an opportunity to quietly read this. In this case, they only put it as an insert in a Sunday Detroit News. Now, and then tell people, well, go out on the Internet and go get it. Well, most Detroiters are not computer-centered. They don't have computers. They're not Internet-based. They're not computer-savvy. So senior citizens who are most affected by this, and amongst some of the others, will just never see it. And they're asked to vote in the dark, essentially. And it's an elitist method that it's unfair. And for that reason alone, I mean, notwithstanding the very negative things in there, the public needs to turn this thing down and make these folks go back to the drawing board and do it the correct way by engaging the community in this thing. And you can't come in here and bust up our city and turn over our assets.
You're right. Let's remind people it's going to be on the ballot in the city of Detroit as Proposal C on November 8th. On November 8th, you'll see Proposal C. Go out and do your homework, folks. The website, again, if you want a lot more information, is cfdfuture.com, cfdfuture.com. And that'll give you all you need to know. We've got to take another break here. Tom, I want to thank you so much for giving us so much of your time today. I know you didn't plan to be with us as long as you were, but obviously there was an interest and we needed to get to that information.
Tony, it's a pleasure to be with you this morning, and I would urge Detroiters to read for yourself, make your own decision. And I think you'll come to the same conclusion as did we and the people in the city.
Thank you, Tom. We may just be calling on you again in the future. Right, thanks so much. Tom Barrow, once again, to the break. When we come back, we will go occupy, once again, the city of Detroit, Grand Circus Park. Stay with us.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Jay, welcome to First Shift.
How you doing, Tony? Excellent show.
Frank, good morning.
You got a great show, by the way.
Tom, listening in Chicago.
You got a great show, Tony. You've been doing a great job. I've been listening to you since you came on the air. Good luck with it, and I hope you keep it going.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Get in the zone!
You might not be ready for cold weather, but make sure your car is. Because if your antifreeze fails, so could your engine. Come to AutoZone now and save $2 instantly, plus another $5 after mailing rebate on long-lasting Peak antifreeze. See store for restrictions and details. Cooling system failure is the leading cause of engine-related breakdown. So come to AutoZone today and let us help you protect your engine from the big freeze. Because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you are already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Jerry Persaud, the Senior Vice President of Advancement at Gleaners Community Food Bank.
Probably the single biggest thing that's happening is happening at the federal level now, and that's looking at the food stamp program. In 2006, there were 26.5 million people participating in the food stamp program. Then you had the economic decrease, and in 2011, there were 44.2 million. That's a huge increase in the number of people seeking food help. And so if you cut that program by 10%, the jobs aren't there for people. What are they going to do? That will have a tremendous impact on what's going to happen at our local level.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDTW.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. And as we've been doing every single day at this time, we go out to Grand Circus Park and we visit the Occupy Detroit movement. Of course, they are always in need of some stuff. And we're going to give you an idea of what kind of stuff they're still looking for. List hasn't changed much this week, but the good news is you guys have been awfully responsive, but we'll get to that in just a few moments. One of the things that we, although have been doing, is reaching out to individual members of the Occupy movement, getting a little bit of their story. And part of the reason that I wanted to do that, I think it's fairly obvious at this point, that these people are just like you and I. These are, you know, this idea that everybody's a bongo playing, pot smoking hippie just doesn't fly with me, because in fact, I don't know that there are any bongo playing, pot smoking hippies out there. We might have to find some in central casting to actually get one. But let me turn my attention now to our guest. Joining us now is Jonas Goldstein. Jonas is actively involved with the Occupy Detroit movement. And Jonas, we appreciate you giving us some time on the show this morning.
No, thanks for having me, Tony.
Hey, Jonas, give me a little bit of your story. Why is the Occupy Detroit movement or the Occupy Wall Street movement something that resonated with you personally?
Well, I think people of my age group in general, and I'm 24 years old, this is something that we've been feeling for quite some time. We were at a pretty interesting age at during the Lehman Brothers collapse in 2008. And, you know, we didn't really see any kind of popular upswell behind that. We saw some popular support behind President Obama, but I think just collectively as a generation, we've been biding our time and waiting for this kind of public display of dissent and a way to really articulate what we've been feeling about the way this economy is heading and how it impacts us. I think just as a member of my generation, as someone with a huge stake in this country's future, this is something that touches all of us.
You know, I'm just curious, and of course I've never met you before. I don't know that this is true or not. I know one of the issues that really resonates with people in your generation is student loan debt. Do you have any student loan debt?
You know, I don't. I was lucky enough to get through college with no student loan debt and to find a job very soon after graduating. Does that mean that I don't look next to me to my friends and some family also who are, you know, completely crippled by debt and are unable to find work? And I think to myself, there but for fortune go I, honestly. The members of this country who do find themselves, are lucky to find themselves with some kind of economic security, we have a moral obligation to support those who don't and to fight for a fairer economy in which everyone has a shot to graduate from higher education with a reasonable amount of manageable debt and find a way to support that debt.
Well, you know, folks, listen to what he just said. Everybody has a right to have that shot. Everybody has a right to get their shot. And not everybody has that, and not everybody gets the right. And this is what kind of frustrates me about Jonas, those that say they don't get it. Because there's nothing to get here. And that's the thing that really kind of empowers me even more to the Occupy movement. We don't have to prove anything. We don't have to define anything. We are who we are. All we're saying is we're paying attention. We know that what's happening is not equitable and fair. And if you will just give us an opportunity, and that's all we're asking for is opportunity, we'll show you who can kick ass. But we need the opportunity first, Jonas. We've got to get the opportunity first.
That's exactly right. When you're talking about people that don't get it, I mean, I was having a conversation with another activist at Occupy the other day. We're talking about just how incredibly insulated the 1% is from the rest, from the realities of this country, and how it's really impossible to explain the hardships to them that many of us face. And that's not our responsibility. That's really not what we're out here doing. What we're out here doing is bringing attention to these incredibly important issues and bringing them into the popular conversation. So we're not really worried about explaining ourselves, because if you need it explained, you're probably part of the 1%.
Yeah, and you know what? And if you need an explain, you're not part of the 1%, then you're really not paying attention to what's even happening to yourself. That's the crazy part. Let's get to the phone. We'll take a call. Stephen Monroe joins us now. Steve, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Jonas. I question for Jonas. With a big complaint is the student loans and the cost of a college education. Who do you guys blame for that?
Well, that's not Jonas's issue, Steve. But I'll let. Thanks for the call, Jonas. Go ahead if you want to address that.
You know, I think that's a really good question, because I have been thinking and reading a lot about, like, you know, who's to blame for this? Who are we talking about? Are we talking about the universities that charge too much money? What are we really talking about here? And I think that really needs explaining. You know, in my mind, what we're complaining about, and it just ties back into the broader issue of economic security in this country, is that we grow up and go to school in a system in which you have to take out a tremendous amount of money to attain prospects for a better paying job. And, you know, whether that's the fault of raising tuition prices, which I think it is, or of just general lack of economic opportunity at all, you know, without a higher degree or with one, it ties back into just a general system where working people and their children have to burden themselves with debt for the chance of a better life. It's not sustainable.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with that more. Let's quickly take a look at stuff that I know you folks need out there. I know you still need tents and sleeping bags and blankets. I know that you still need waterproof tarps. We're still looking for some basic office supplies. Somebody had contacted me yesterday, Jonas, said that they had a printer, which we still need. They didn't respond to my email when I said, yes, we still need it. So who do I contact? I said, well, let me know, and I'll connect you. So we still need some computer printers. And, again, I'm going to make the pitch, and I'm going to make the pitch because I know there's got to be somebody out there. Ladies and gentlemen, the movement desperately needs office space in downtown Detroit. Now, there's a lot of empty buildings down there. I find it nearly impossible to believe that someone doesn't have some space that they can donate to this movement. I'm convinced that they're there. I'm convinced we're going to find them. No, I'm not naive. I know there's a landlord out there that gets this. So, folks, just send me an email, and I will connect you to the right people, tony@thetonyshow.org, and let's help these folks find some office space. All right? Jonas, is there anything else that you can think of that the movement needs that I forgot?
You know, honestly, I think if you can express to your listeners, just material things are really important, and it's important that we support this movement and so that we can continue to be present in the public eye. But go to the park. Go to the park and have conversations. Look people in the eye, and you'll feel it. You really will. It'll inspire you. It's an inspiring movement, and you really have to experience it to believe it. So just encourage people to make a point to get down there.
All right, Jonas, I think that's great advice. And with the weekend coming up and the Lions don't play until late in the day on Sunday, folks, get out there and say hello. Jonas Goldstein, thank you so much for being with us. We got to get out of here. Diane Cross with traffic and weather. CNN with headline news. Joe DeSano on the other side. Stay with us. This is 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes that ongoing construction on 94 between roughly Hagerty and Wayne Road. At times, we do see the delays through there, those coming in eastbound, heavy for those coming in toward Detroit. But because the ramps from north and south 275 to 94 west, those ramps are closed. Heavier traffic heading to exit at 94 east. Do the turnaround to go west on 94, and so sometimes we do see delays there.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny today, our high near 50. Tonight, though, scattered showers may happen with a low near 38. Tomorrow, look for a chance of rain and a high near 52. Right now, still a light fog and mist and 35 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW.
Dearborn, Detroit.
Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Matt Sherry. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Morgan Stanley, they're among the big New York banks. Occupy Wall Street demonstrators plan to march on today. Author and Princeton professor Cornell West says the protesters have his support.
I think it's very clear that the Occupy movement is very much not about hating any individuals, but rather we hate injustice.
In Oakland, the mayor is apologizing for the tear gassing of demonstrators there earlier this week. An Iraq war veteran was seriously injured. Both sides in Washington's deficit negotiations still aren't close to an agreement. They've exchanged plans, but House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says the Republican one just won't cut it.
It's not fair to say to a senior, you're going to pay more for Social Security, and we're not going to touch a hair on the head of the wealthiest people in our country.
The so-called super committee has until the 23rd of next month to vote on a proposal. Always wonder for crimes against humanity. Now the International Criminal Court is having informal talks about the surrender of Muammar Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam. The court says his whereabouts aren't known. Republican presidential candidate Rick Perry is considering scaling back his participation in debates.
This debate issue, I think, really overshadows what is this lack of message discipline. He can't talk about the issues he wants to talk about because he's having to play defense on the stuff that his spokespeople have put out there or he's put out there.
That's conservative blogger Eric Erickson. Perry's campaign says he could use more time with voters in key early voting states in lieu of debates. Game 6 of the World Series was one for the ages. Cardinals third baseman David Freese smacked a walk-off homer in the 11th to give St. Louis a 10-9 win over Texas.
It's all about knowing that this is the same game as when you're 6 years old. It's just elevated, you know, on a stage.
And the stage is set for the decisive seventh game tonight. This is CNN Radio.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $297 or more, plus free haul away and delivery that's really free on brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 9th, U.S. only. See store for details.
AVG links millions of users to protect computers from digital threats. It's a point we wanted to demonstrate vividly. So we caged two people and dropped them in a jungle with a 500-pound tiger. And did we mention the cage was made of toothpicks? Millions of toothpicks.
He's on top of the cage!
How many toothpicks does it take to stop a tiger? Find out. AVG presents Tiger vs. Toothpicks at WeProtectUs.com.
Sales were impressive for its diabetes and asthma drugs, so Merck has topped Wall Street profit forecasts with its quarterly results. Global revenue rose 8% to just over $12 billion. They say it had no effect, but after the reaction to Bank of America's move, some other big banks have decided not to charge customers when they use debit cards to go shopping. JPMorgan Chase is the latest to reject the idea of additional charges. The Wall Street Journal says it is joining with PNC Financial, U.S. Bancorp, Citigroup, and KeyCorp refusing to impose those monthly fees on debit card use. Wall Street traders may take a step back after sending stocks significantly higher yesterday. It was a huge rally after the Eurozone came up with a plan to stem the tide of governments defaulting there. But right now, S&P futures, they're down about 8 points. NASDAQ down 12 and Dow down 63. Oil prices also giving back ground, giving back more than a dollar and a half now. We're at $92.33 a barrel. I'm Steve Potusky in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 in the morning, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in good hands roadside assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $297 or more. Plus, free haul away and delivery that's really free on brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 9th, U.S. only. See store for details.
AVG links millions of users to protect computers from digital threats. It's a point we wanted to demonstrate vividly. So we caged two people and dropped them in a jungle with a 500-pound tiger. And did we mention the cage was made of toothpicks? Millions of toothpicks.
He's got something to jump on top of the cage!
How many toothpicks does it take to stop a tiger? Find out. AVG presents Tiger vs. Toothpicks at WeProtectUs.com.
Welcome back to the show.
This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
It's Friday, and you know what that means. The end of a great week of shows is wrapped up with a chat with Joe DeSano. And yes, Jeff, it's almost time for breakfast meeting. Jeez, is food all you guys think about? Now, back to Tony.
And welcome back. It is our last hour of the week, and always save the best for last, no question. That's true. We really had pretty exceptional day. Appreciate all the phone traffic. I do want to thank Tom Barrow for giving such a generous amount of his time. I realize I presented one side of the Detroit Charter debate. If there's somebody that would like to represent the pro side of that, send me an email, and I will certainly consider doing that. I'd like it to be somebody that's perhaps, you know, on the commission, make your case. I'm happy to do that. Obviously, we know where I stand on it, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to be fair to the issue. So keep that in mind. I want to remind you, if you want to join us any time throughout this hour, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. And last but not least, on Twitter, at Tony Trupiano, let's turn our attention now to Joe DeSano. And Joe, I want to welcome you back to another great Friday program.
Oh, glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's fine. You know, we kind of enjoy you at this point. Everywhere I turned this week, every political story on Gongwer had Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategy says, you're a big shot.
Oh, yeah, no, all I am is a self-promotion whore. So, you know, if you call, I'll talk. So it's a good relationship with members of the media. They know that they can trust me and that, if I have a conflict, I do disclose it. And, all you have in politics is your word. And they know that I'm not a very good liar.
responsibility.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Let me. I want to start. I mean, we got a lot. We have a lot. We should do Wheel of Politics. Welcome to Wheel of Politics. Spin the wheel. See what we go to first.
Or the Wheel of Corruption. If you're talking about Wake County.
That's true. Which we can get to in a little bit. Although this first story I want to talk about is Wayne County centric. It has absolutely nothing to do with the controversy going on. And I'm talking about my old friend Glenn Anderson jumping into the congressional race. And and I knew this was coming. I know you knew it was coming. He actually makes it official. Well, he made it official yesterday, but he's announcing today. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah, this is long rumored, and we've talked about it on the show that this might be a possibility. The only other really realistic shoes that need to drop are if Burton Leland will get in the race. I haven't talked to Burton in a while, but I would not be surprised if he makes the lunge. But Glenn, you know, brings some interesting qualities to the race that perhaps the other candidates don't have. Right now, he's the only candidate from the suburban portion of the district that provides him with a strong, solid base of votes to start with, as long as either another suburban candidate doesn't arise, which I kind of doubt would happen, or if one of the African-American candidates from the city shows some crossover appeal in the suburban part of the district. And I think the two candidates you could look to who might have some crossover appeal is Burt Johnson. I think Burt would have that kind of appeal. Chanel has the absolute ability to go get those crossover votes. I'm not sure if she has even really gave much thought to that possibility, but Chanel Jackson certainly could do it if she so chose. I don't think John Conyers is going to get 10 votes out of the suburban part of the district. So I think Glenn... this is a very interesting thing, and the point I made in the Gawler article last night was, you know, he's always been geared as a moderate candidate because he has to attract the votes of independents and Republicans due to the partisan nature of his district. He's always been in swing districts, so I think he's going to have to reorient his campaign messaging to a more populist, more Big D Democratic and progressive agenda, and it's going to be interesting to see him do that. And over the past year or so, he has been broadening his appeal. So I think Glenn will, you know, be a major factor in this race. And I say, come on in, the water's fine.
Well, yeah, and I don't have a problem with Glenn getting into it per se, and. Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic, and I think that, you know, certainly one of the challenges of redistricting is it provides some incumbents with some difficulties. Now, John Conyers happens to be an incumbent that many feel is ripe to fall, for whatever that's worth. I'm going to tell you, I'm looking, you know, John Conyers has always been a fundraising machine. He's not raising money, Joe.
No, he's not raising money. The latest Federal Election Commission reports showed a stunning lack of money. In fact, he owes me $2,000 for robocalls I did in the 2010 campaign. I would love to be paid for those. But he's not raising money at the pace he needs. And also, he does tend to spend money at a rather accelerated rate. He burns through the money rather quickly. He's going to have to upgrade and reorient his political organization here if he's going to survive this, because Chanel Jackson and Burt Johnson are going to be dynamos. What they can't do in money, they're going to do in just shaking hands. And there's enough time here for them to make a very aggressive case against Conyers. And like I said earlier, make a case to cross the border and pick up votes in the suburban part of the district. So, you know, I think still at this point, John Conyers is the odds-on favorite to win, but he's got to update his campaign structure, and he has to start pulling money in and stop spending money.
Well, okay. I'm just going to smile because you can't see it, but that's what I'm doing. I'm just smiling. That's all I can do with what you said. This is so counterintuitive to who John Conyers is.
The next step is going to be you'll see another wave of rumors that he might not be running.
Well, I mean, there is always that possibility, of course. Yeah.
Well, he put those to bed when he announced where he was going to run it.
True.
You know, then he did a fundraiser out in Los Angeles with Quincy Jones to even bump up that anemic fundraising number just a little bit more. But he's not making the moves you need. And I think now with this Federal Election Commission report, you're going to start to see these rumors bubble up again that he might not be a candidate.
Well, you know, in all fairness, and I will say Bert Johnson said this on my show, Glenn Anderson said it publicly to the media. They all honor the past of John Conyers. They all honor that congressman who was the civil rights champion. They honor him as the chairman of the judiciary. There's no question that John Conyers has left his mark on the American political landscape. That is true.
Well, anyone who denies that is just a fool. You know, the question is he going to be the kind of representative Detroit needs and the suburbs need in the 21st century? He plays a very, very good Washington, D.C. game, but he doesn't do a great job of bringing home the bacon. And ultimately, the voters of the 13th Congressional District are going to make this decision. But, you know, I smell blood in the water, and when the sharks smell blood in the water, the sharks are going to feed. And I think that's what's going to happen here.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and we'll just... You know, again, we'll see how it all plays out. You know, and interestingly, as you said, you know, there's still others that could get into this thing. It all really starts getting heated up, really, even for the congressional races, as late as March, Joe.
Oh, yeah. You know, any moron can put out a press release saying they're running for Congress, but I think it takes a higher level of moron to put together the campaign to actually do it.
Well,
I mean, you know. Getting the petition signatures is not a small feat in itself.
No, I've been through it. It's not a small feat in and of itself. It's not rocket science. You just have to dedicate a little bit of time and a handful of volunteers to doing it. But it involves effort. It's not just you can't just expect it's going to happen on its own.
And that's why I said that it takes a higher level of moron.
Not a high on, a moron.
No.
Because
a higher level of moron.
Yeah, there's a difference between the two, and we wouldn't want people juxtaposing those. All right, we're going to get to a break here in just a minute, and then we're going to come back and talk about a race in Genesee County. We did spoke, you know, Joe, about Dan Kildee last week. And the money that he's raised, and we'll find out if that's sending any messages to potential candidates in that part of the world. And then we've got a lot of other stuff to get to. It's not been a quiet week politically, I can assure you. And maybe we'll get Joe DeSano's thoughts on what's happening in the Wayne County Executive's office as well. All right, a quick break here. Feel free to join us if you have a comment, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org, or on Twitter @TonyTrupiano. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll be back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Middle-class workers like you shouldn't be bearing all the burden. You work too hard for someone to ask you to pay more so that somebody who's making millions or billions of dollars can pay less.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes seeing some pockets of slow traffic coming in I-75 southbound from 14 Mile Road in pockets all the way in toward downtown. Drivers heading west on the Reuther coming in from Mound to 75 to Southfield. That's where you're going to see the congestion at times. I-94 coming in from the east side. We've had some heavy traffic, again, only in pockets, but it's always going to be the pocket you're driving in, of course, as you head west on 94 trying to get toward Van Dyke and into I-75.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. We're going to be looking at sun for most of the day. Our high near 50. Tonight, scattered showers. Our low of 38. Tomorrow, possibly some rain and a high near 52. Right now, still a light mist near the airport and 34 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
The Home Depot has come up with a new way of buying windows and patio doors. It's called Buy More, Save More pricing. Instant savings from $50 to $600 on all special order windows and patio doors. Instead of replacing a few windows right away and a few more later, this could let you do them all now, thanks to our all-new Buy More, Save More pricing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
It's the Toys R Us 2-Day Monster Sale with Doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. and Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Get 50% off all Halloween candy, costumes, and more. Plus 40% off top picks from Crayola, Star Wars, and Fisher-Price. Join us for Jeffrey's Halloween Parade. The fun starts Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. with free giveaways and more. Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. See store for details.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Jerry Persaud, the Senior Vice President of Advancement at Gleaners Community Food Bank.
Probably the single biggest thing that's happening is happening at the federal level now, and that's looking at the food stamp program. In 2006, there were 26.5 million people participating in the food stamp program. Then you had the economic decrease, and in 2011, there were 44.2 million. That's a huge increase in the number of people seeking food help. And so if you cut that program by 10%, the jobs aren't there for people. What are they going to do? That will have a tremendous impact on what's going to happen at our local level.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back, 22 minutes after the hour, not just in Southeast Michigan, everywhere. There are congressional candidates, some of them for sale, some of them not, some of them raising money, some of them not. Oh, it all gets so confusing. Dan Kildee did fairly well, Joe DeSano, and a potential opponent of his, Jim Barsha, said, I'm not intimidated. He don't bother me none.
Well, you know, I need to disclose that Dan Kildee is a client of my company. But in a general rule, when a candidate comes out and says something doesn't bother them, that's usually a signal that it does bother them deeply. But, you know, you would think, though, with the way Jim Barsha sucked up the corporate interests in Congress during his 10 years there, you would think that he'd be able to shake that lobbyist money tree to a really huge level, and he hasn't. The result being that Dan Kildee now has raised $133,000, and a point of pride, I think, is that he's only spent $3,500 of that $133,000. Again, talking about holding that burn rate down and spending money when voters are paying attention. But you know, Jim Barsha did the bidding of lobbyists during his time in Congress. You know, he works for the Livingston Group, which is a lobbying firm held by former Republican Speaker Bill Livingston, who you know, if you remember, was Speaker for maybe a week or two until his extramarital affair surfaced, and then Denny Hastert took over for his illustrious run, and I say illustrious with dripping with sarcasm. So, you know, you would think that Barsha would be able to raise money hand over fist. For whatever reason, he's chosen not to as of yet. Again, you know, money is the mother's milk of politics. And what happens when you don't raise the money is it allows people to speculate if you're going to even be a candidate. So, you know, I think Kildee has the upper hand for the moment. I think it would be silly to dismiss Barsha. I think he still could put together the money rather quickly, just based on his corporate and lobbyist connections. So, you know, I think Barsha is worried about the head start that Dan Kildee has, but I think he can close that gap somewhat significantly in a very quick manner if he so chose. The question is he going to decide?
Well, that is the question, and we'll find out soon enough. All right, let's just move on for the sake of time. And, you know, I think that there's an issue that we covered on this show, and you had sent me some information on it. There was there's the Macomb Intermediate School District has a ballot proposal, a Headley override, and it would fund a special education and the general education budget in Macomb County. And you sent me a story, Joe, over whether or not the proposed debate, and I don't know if this was a League of Women Voters. Was it a League of Women Voters debate?
I believe it was.
Yeah. But the people, and in fact, the woman they referenced was on my show. And the reason I know it was the same woman is because she has a special needs child. She was fairly well-versed in what the... you know, what the issue was, how much money would be raised, what the average household would have to come up with. That side refused to debate because, frankly, they were afraid of the guy on the other side, Joe.
Yeah, they ducked a candidate forum or an issue forum on the subject because they were afraid that Leon Drillet, the former state representative and Macomb County commissioner, would mop the floor with them. I mean, look, I'm a progressive. I'm a pro-education person. But this is reprehensible that they would duck a chance to explain their position to the voters based on fear of Leon Drillet. I mean, look, Leon Drillet is a forceful advocate for what he believes in. And the answer isn't to duck the debate. The answer is to come up with a forceful advocate of your own. So this is just a gutless decision, and I think what's going to happen is the Headley override here is going to suffer because of this really shameful and cowardly ducking of the debate. You know, Leon is reasonable. I've never seen Leon really lose his temper. He's not someone that is confrontational. He is forceful. He's extremely well thought out in his positions. He's made me rethink my positions. He hasn't really changed my opinion, but at least he makes you think. And I think it's incumbent on the Macomb County Intermediate School District to rectify this and find their own forceful presence to move their position forward. You know, ducking, running, and hiding is not a political position.
Well,
certainly ducking, running, and hiding isn't going to help those special needs kids.
Well, but so let me ask this question, you know, because I happen to be in favor of this millage renewal or this millage override.
As am I. My parents are going to vote for it.
Well, great. By the way, your mom's been great on my Facebook page. Yeah, she's real active. She likes stuff here and there. I go, yay, Bernadette. You go, Bernadette. She's great. She's great. My concern is, you know, that it will get lost in what you were just saying, Joe, that people are going to judge this effort based on the fact that, and I'm not suggesting they're hiding. I just think that they don't have confidence. Well, I just don't think they have confidence that this mother, and she did a wonderful job. If they had called me and said, hey, Tony, you had her on the show. Do you think she can go up against Leon Drolet and give him a run for his money? I would have told them absolutely she could.
Yeah.
But they didn't ask me. They didn't ask me.
And
so
if she couldn't, there's 750,000 people who live in Macomb County. Go find one. Go. You know what? Go get Fred Miller, who sits on the county commission. He could go toe-to-toe, and I think he'd be happy to do it. It's certainly, you know, the thing here is there's a kid in a wheelchair in Macomb County who's going to suffer because of this decision.
Well, there is some truth to that. I mean, well, let's hope let's hope it still passes. Let's hope it still passes.
And I think there is a chance, but this doesn't help. And I also think it's reading that story was very upsetting because this is a critical need. And now the story is the confrontation or the avoided confrontation and the ensuing controversy rather than what is really at stake here. So I think this was a cowardly decision. I think it was a faux pas that, frankly, these people should be smarter than to make. But, hey, you know what? You can't do it for them. You can't give someone a spine. They either have it or they don't.
You're right. And at this point, they didn't. And let's just hope the people of Macomb County overlook that and move on from it. Joe, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk a little workman's comp. We'll talk a little Wayne County. There's a whole lot more to get to, folks, I assure you. Joe DeSano, my guest, he is a partner with Main Street Strategies, a Lansing-based consultancy firm, and you'll obviously see why they are in demand. He is amazing. Although he gives all the credit to Todd gives it all to Joe, so we'll just call it a tie and move on. If you care to join us, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. A quick break here on 1310 WDTW, and we'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Morning, Tony. Our total traffic update, seeing some heavy pockets of traffic along I-96 eastbound. Those coming in from Kensington, Kent Lake, we've got the construction there. Then you're going to find pockets of heavier traffic coming closer toward Wixom and 275. 275 drivers coming into the interchange, 96 and M14. Also seeing a little bit of slow and go there, along with 75 south heading in towards 696.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. We're going to be looking at sun for most of the day, our high near 50. Tonight, scattered showers. Our low of 38. Tomorrow, possibly some rain and a high near 52. Right now, still a light mist near the airport and 34 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Gather round me, children. It's time for another Perry Tale. Rick Perry, the Texas governor, is flitting hither, thither, and yon, sprinkling his own miraculous brand of pixie dust in the eyes of Republican voters, hoping they'll be dazzled and make him their nominee for president. For example, he tells them that he's an almost magical job creator. But wait, children, do you see how long his nose is growing? Oh, it turns out that Perry is the Pinocchio of economic development. In a recent presidential debate, Rick patted himself on the back for, quote, the 54,000 jobs that have been created out of the Texas Enterprise Fund. What's that? a corporate slush fund of state tax dollars that he kept in his desk drawer, offering chunks of it to out-of-state corporations if they had moved some operations to Texas, ostensibly to create jobs. Through the end of last year, Perry had given away some $360 million in these bribes to get corporations to come to Texas. But, oops, the corporate slicks suckered Rick, gladly taking the taxpayers' money but delivering only about a third of the jobs they'd promised. How embarrassing. No problem, though. The governor simply and secretly altered the corporate agreements to let them off the job creation hook. For example, three corporate executives who had donated to Perry's campaign got a $50 million handout for their biotech outfit, promising 12,000 jobs. But they came up a wee bit short. At most, 230 jobs came from Perry's giveaway. How did Perry inflate a mere 230 jobs to 12,000? By crediting his pals with every biotech job created by other companies and schools in Texas. This is Jim Hightower saying, for an honest account of Pinocchio Perry's job-creating magic, go to tpj.org.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's populist take on what the powers that be are up to. Find out more at HightowerLowdown.org.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook, and also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter. Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after the hour. Joe DeSano again with us. If you care to join us, 888-552-3595. Certainly lots going on, and it was kind of interesting, Joe. One of the stories that you told me you wanted to talk to me about today was Senator Stabenow's $5 billion Grow It Here, Make It Here campaign. I had pulled the story and for whatever reason just didn't get to it all week long. So it ends up on Friday, you know, the best hour of the week, and here we go. You guys want to give me Joe? That'd be helpful. There we go. Giuseppe, welcome back. Welcome back.
It's good to bat clean up on this issue because it's a very important issue. I think this is one of those great cases where it's good policy and good politics. And I got to tip my hat to Senator Stabenow. And I should mention that tomorrow we're hosting a fundraiser for Senator Stabenow at the home of my business partner, Todd Cook. If you're in the Lansing area or in the Detroit area and want to come up to see the senator, you know, just shoot me an email and we'll make sure you get a ticket. But this is a great example of the senator identifying a great public policy that also will pay off politically. This is one of the reasons that she's so tough to beat. This is why she's been a tenacious campaigner for three decades now. And, you know, I think it does benefit the local communities to grow the food here, and we need to support those farmers markets. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry here, right under our noses, and I think we undervalue it in here in the state. And hopefully, this turns that perception around.
Well, that's a worthy observation. Yeah, I gotta tell you, as we look at Debbie Stabenow, and the heck with who she's running against and all that stuff, because. And frankly, they got to figure that out on their own. That's all them. They got to figure all that.
And let's hope they figure that out in the most bloody, controversial, destructive way possible.
How do they not? Joe, how do they not do it? There's no way that doesn't happen.
Oh, I agree. I agree. It's just a question of how many bodies are on the battlefield afterwards.
Yeah, well, I gotta, you know, again, I think oftentimes, and people say, well, it's an election year, and that's why Senator Stabenow is doing, you know, this. And, you know, this is actually an expansion of the 2009 Made in America initiative. And but it's an election year, and that's why she, you know what, it isn't. But there's always going to be election years. I mean, you know, she's still out there doing the work. She's, you know, whether it's the manipulation of the Chinese currency, whether she's protecting the second largest industry in the state of Michigan, which is agriculture. No matter what it is, Debbie Stabenow is one of those people that actually walks the walk and talks the talk. And I only know this because I've been around her for the last decade.
Well, you know, the great thing about Debbie Stabenow from a just raw political perspective is she treats every year like an election year. She does the same job year in, year out, representing the people of the state of Michigan, and supporting really sound public policy, but also in a manner that is beneficial to the politics of the situation. I mean, you've got millions of people in this country who bemoan the state of politics. You know, politics is nothing more than the interactions of human beings, and here we seek out leaders who build consensus and are ready to lead us, and she's leading us on several good issues. This is just the most recent. And, I think that she's going to be a formidable candidate, and I think she's the one candidate I think the Republicans lust after getting, in a political manner, of course. And I don't think they're going to be able to get it. I think she's strong as you're going to find. We talked previously in this segment about backbone. Well, she's got it in spades, and she's going to tear them up. She's going to tear them up on policy, and she's going to tear them up on politics.
Yeah, no question. All of that's true. Let's and now, Joe, let's turn our attention. Well, you know, I want to actually a couple more issues. Let's talk about the workman's comp changes that is going to the full House. I'm very concerned about this package of bills. And, you know, once again, it's just a reminder the Republicans are on the wrong side of what's right for the middle class.
Well, I don't think anyone who really listens to this show on a regular basis thinks otherwise. But this is an example of kind of the below-the-radar attacks that Republicans do. I mean, I didn't see any real, you know, large mainstream media coverage of this. I saw it in niche publications that cover the stuff and cover the minutia very, very well. But I didn't see anything in the Free Press, Detroit News, or on the radio, or in local papers. But this is a perfect example of how the Republicans try to subvert just basic things to the benefit of corporations and that 1% we talk so much about. This workman's comp changes are going to make it so hard for people who are injured on the job to receive any redress of their grievances. It places all the burden on the injured and none of the burden on the injurer. You know, we see this time and time again where the Republican legislature and Republican governors stack the deck for business interests against the middle class. And that's what's going on here. It's getting no publicity. And this is just a nasty, nasty set of bills that are going to cripple folks who, frankly, in many cases, already are crippled.
Yeah, and, I mean, literally.
Yeah, literally crippled.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah, it's bad news. This is just bad news, and we'll be talking about it more next week as it heads to the full House. And unfortunately, Joe, because there is that supermajority there, I don't know how we defeat it. Because I'm not convinced that even this audience is standing up and making the calls they need to make. If they were, I think we'd be turning some of this stuff aside, to be honest with you.
Well, and that's the burden on us as Democrats and progressives, you know, that we need to be in a constant state of rage at what's going on in this state. If the things that are going on don't enrage you, then you don't have a heart. And I know the people of this audience. I talk to a lot of them. There are people who are doing it. We just need more. Join the fight. Come on, we need you.
Yep, absolutely. All right, let's wind it up with Bob Ficano. I guess I'm just going to say Bob Ficano because it could be Turquia Mullen. It could be Michael Grundy. It could be a lot of different people at this point. But the bottom line, Joe, is that at this point we now know that the FBI is investigating a lot of things that we didn't even know existed 3 days ago, let alone a week ago. And God only knows what we're going to find out 3 days from now. But there is one thing that is absolutely certain. We've been lied to.
Well, I think that was revealed yesterday when it was disclosed that the authorization letter was faked after the fact for Turquia Mullins' $200,000. That was just an outright lie. I view this as a tragedy because up until this point and up until just recently, I never would have thought you'd hear Bob Vecano's name involved in any kind of scandal, and now it's just like this torrent. It's like literally the proverbial finger in the dike. You put your finger in one hole, two more pop up. No one saw the situation with the FBI coming just a few days ago. The question is, does Vecano make the moves he needs to make to preserve his ability to stay in office? And that deal, I think, starts with a mea culpa. He has to do this. He's kind of half-heartedly did it. And I think he needs to sever himself from anyone in his management team that even has the slightest possibility of being involved in anything controversial. And, here's where we're starting. We're not even close to the end game. But there will be a toll on his ability to manage the county. And some enterprising person is going to go and pull up. Well, let me back that up. It's going to impact the region and the economic resurgence of the region because he's not going to have the credibility to close the deal. And some enterprising person is going to go pull up the TV coverage of when Vecano called out Kwame to leave based on his inability to lead the city of Detroit. Someone's going to pull that TV coverage.
Fox 2 already did. They did. We played the audio this morning where he says, I'm not Kwame Kilpatrick. I'm not Kwame. And those are his words. Exactly out of it. I'm not Kwame.
No. I'm talking about when he called for Kwame to resign.
Oh, okay. You're right. You're right. No, that is coming. That is coming.
This is rapidly becoming a problem of Kwame-like proportions. And that's just the reality. Now, Bob Vecano can still save himself. Gotta get rid of Turquia Mullins. She's gotta go. The fact that she's been so publicly defiant is the most politically tone deaf thing I've ever seen.
But Joe, needs to resign. She needs to resign, or they need to find some kind of. They cannot pay her $750,000 to get rid of her. They can't do that.
You know what? Taking that $750,000, if it's in the contract, it's going to be difficult. That'd be sticking a thumb in the eye to the region. I bet she doesn't have the gall to do it, to accept the money. But also, I think she's got to go. I think he's got to sever all relationships with anyone who is either involved in a controversy or involved in covering up a controversy, or you're rapidly seeing a situation where you're going to see public calls for his resignation.
Well, we already know there's a recall effort for him on the way.
That's just sideshow.
I get it. Joe, we're out of time. I got to let you go, bud. We'll talk to you next Friday. Thank you again for everything.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Absolutely. Joe DeSano with Main Street Strategies. We'll wrap it up on the other side, folks. Don't go anywhere. Feel free to join us. We got a little time left if you care. 888-552-3595. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, Tony. You know, I'm not a real liberal guy. I'm not a real union guy. We don't agree on a whole lot, but I really enjoyed your show. You become a new stop in the morning.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining us now is Curtis Ellis, Executive Director of the American Jobs Alliance. Tell us, what is the American Jobs Alliance all about?
Individuals across the country who care very much about having jobs in the U.S. and care very much about having a healthy domestic manufacturing base and domestic service base. That is, let's just talk turkey here, put it straight, not outsourcing. We can't be having everything made around the world and imported into this country. Americans have to produce what we use. We have to be producers as well as consumers, or else we'll never get out of the financial mess we're in. We're a post-industrial service economy. I don't have to tell you or your listeners what that's done to this country. You're at ground zero there in Detroit. We have grass growing in the streets of major cities. Cities have never seen a depopulation like this since the Black Plague swept Europe.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. Yeah, don't punch out quite yet. It's not 9 o'clock. We have Stephanie Miller coming up at 9. A lot of good stuff on DTW as you work your way throughout the afternoon and evening. We got some calls to get to yet. Don't go anywhere. 888-552-3595. Also got some audio I want to share with you as well. But let's welcome my old friend Lee in Pontiac to the program. Lee, welcome back. Nice to talk to you again.
Hello, Tony. What you were just talking about the workers' compensation proposal.
Yeah.
Okay, I got something in the mail a couple of days ago from a lawyer, and I read it. It's frightening. It's terrifying what these Republicans want to do to working people. I'm retired, but I have two sons who work, and anybody who has children who is still working or who has children that work ought to be scared half to death what these Republicans will do to you.
Yeah, well, you know, there's no question that they're just chipping away and chipping away and chipping away. Some of it's in big bites, some of it's in small bites. The cumulative effect is it is literally eating at the foundation of society, like that termite. You know, we've all been told, you know, the mighty termite. Well, Republicans are kind of like the mighty termite, Lee, and they're eating away and eating away at it.
Right, Tony. The lawyer letter told me to call my state representative Tim Milton. Unfortunately, he has stepped down.
Yes, he has stepped down.
Nobody for me to call.
Yeah, well, you'll have somebody soon enough after the November election. You'll have somebody, and probably somebody, Lee, a whole lot better than Tim Milton, who wasn't much of a Democrat, to be honest with you.
Well, that's probably why he stepped down.
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah, he did. As in fact, he went to take a job as a lobbyist.
Oh. Okay.
That's why he stepped on down, is to take a job as a lobbyist. So,
because I called him, Tony, as soon as I got the letter, lady answered the phone, says he stepped down.
Yeah, sure did. All right, Lee, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Yep, we've all got our eyes wide open, that's for sure.
Okay.
The Occupy movement, folks, want to just a couple quick pieces of audio from two very different sources. The first one is Donald Trump with Piers Morgan. on the Occupy Wall Street movement. This is what the Donald had to say about the Occupy movement.
They want me to do an interview with representatives from the group, Occupy Wall Street.
How do you feel about that?
I sort of think it's cool. I mean, there's something I like about it.
I'd Michael Moore on my show on Tuesday night in a live kind of town hall thing with an audience.
Right, I saw that show.
And when I asked him to cut up a pie chart of who's to blame for the financial crisis, I said, come on, the public, Wall Street collectively, all financial institutions, the government, the White House. And he said, it's 100% Wall Street.
Well, I disagree with that. You know, I sat next to Michael years ago. And I really liked him. I was with him. He's like a whole different guy. But then I watched him in your show. I said, whoa, is that the same guy? So we all do our thing in life, right? But I disagree with that. Look, a lot has to do with politics. A lot has to do with the president. A lot has to do with bad decisions that have been made. And we'll see what happens. But it's a mess. And I'm not sure that, you know, they've been there a long time. And perhaps they shouldn't be allowed to stay that long. A lot of decisions have to be made because it's getting bigger and bigger. And businesses are very much being affected in downtown Manhattan around the Wall Street area. I mean, they're really being affected.
And they should be affected. That's the whole point. It's not that to make this easy, and it is getting bigger. Therefore, why would you want to end it? Something is growing. It's growing in popularity. It's growing in its function. It's growing in its profoundness. So why would you want to end it, Donald? I mean, I appreciate it. It's kind of cool. Well, it is kind of cool. Actually, it's very cool. And that's the reason why it continues to grow. You got to keep your hands off, Donald. That's all I'm saying. Pat Robertson. You know, during yesterday's show, we asked the question, what would Jesus do? Would Jesus be an occupier? And I think that clearly we can say Jesus would definitively be an occupier. This is what televangelist Pat Robertson had to say about Christianity and the Occupy movement.
All right, for Christians to be involved in Occupy Wall Street, should we as believers be loyal to anything like that?
No, I don't. I think this is a rebellion. I think it is atavistic. Nobody knows exactly what it is. They don't know what they're doing. Why are they there? Well, they're just mad. Well, is it right for a Christian just to get involved in a protest of anger? If you're going to demonstrate for righteousness, demonstrate to lift the yoke of oppression, demonstrate to help those that are poverty-stricken. But don't just go out and mess up a park and just scream and tear up things. I mean, why should you get involved in something like that? It's formless and has no purpose, but it could be used for radicals that want to destroy this nation, and that's the bad part of it.
All right, and of course, fundamentally, everything that Pat Robertson had to say was wrong, untrue. I could go on. There is the purpose. There is a message. Pat, pay attention. Pay attention. You know, again, it's that old philosophy that, you know, if you continue to say it and you're consistent, people begin to believe it. This time, we got you, folks. We got you, conservatives. No one's listening. People know this is a real movement. It is growing. We are the people. Let me get to some announcements. We are the people. As a protest, Thursday, November 3rd, from 4:30 to 6:30 at Penas of Sterling on Van Dyke Avenue. 4:30 to 6:30 on November 3rd. The governor will be at Penas for a fundraiser. We are the people wants to put a nice welcome wagon together for him. Can you join them? ? Yes, you can. Feel free to do it. November 9th. November 9th, there's a group protesting the Republican presidential candidates that will be debating at Oakland University. I will be amongst those protesting those candidates. If you'd like to go, send me an email, and I will send you all the details. Just send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org, and I'll send you all the details. That's on November 9th. November 9th. Another one on November 3rd from 7 to 8:30 at the Kelly Services Building on 999 West Big Beaver in Troy. And that's the living nightmare of animal factories in Michigan. Learn what you can do to help keep our air, streams, and lakes clean. And, of course, that talk will be given by Lynn Henning, the Goldman Award-winning recipient. Amazing lady, well received. And something else that I'm going to be taking part in, there's going to be a memorial service, a vigil service for the transgender community. The Transgender Day of Remembrance is going to be November 18th. That's a Friday, and I'll be getting you more information on that. But if you'd like to come pay your respects on the Transgender Day of Remembrance, I'll let you know all the details. But I just wanted to make you aware of it. All right, that's going to do it for us today. We're just out of time. I want to thank Jeff and Kevin and Anthony who put this great show together today. Man, time just flew by today. It's over. It's Friday. We're out of here. I want to thank all of you, of course, for listening to the show. Off the air, you're always welcome to stay in touch with me, folks. Off the air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. The number for the office is on the website. And as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our last look at the road. Still seeing some pockets of slow go at times along I-94 as you try to come in towards 696, but then as you go further west, trying to get down toward I-75. Those coming south on I-75, you're seeing plenty of company near 696 as you try to head in from Oakland toward Wayne County. The route there west, of course, in pockets from 75 out towards Southfield Road.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. We're going to be looking at sun for most of the day. Our high near 50. Tonight, scattered showers. Our low of 38. Tomorrow, possibly some rain and a high near 52. Right now, still a light mist near the airport and 34 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page.